Hi, I'm Bill Slavasek, R&D Director of Dungeons & Dragons at Wizards of the Coast, and you're listening to The Gamer's Haven.
Shop feeble-minded. Listen to The Tome, a D&D reviews podcast with Jeff Greiner at www.thetomeshow.com.
So now you're sitting in this area and you can kind of go a couple of different ways. You go back the way that you came.
Alright, how many healing surges do you guys need?
I need, total...
that many plus a couple more.
Okay. A lot. We suddenly find a secret 12. Depository of 400,000
healing surges?
Yes.
I need 6.
2, 4, 6.
$100.
You need 12, you said?
Nine.
This will be a little difficult to see, but I'll put it down here. Basically, where you guys are.
Thanks.
Guys, what do you need?
You want charges?
You're in here with this
seven.
Area.
Seven.
So there are a couple of different ways to go. As I recall, last time you had kind of run up here and taken out the zombies kind of as they came up here, and this is kind of where we ended it. So you have a few options here. You can go up north where there are more stairs going down. You can go south, which has what looks like a large room that you haven't entered yet, and there's the stairway going back up. The way that you came. So basically your exits at this point are north, there's a stairway going down. To the south, there is another room that you haven't entered yet. And to the east is the stairway going back up to where you were. Now you hadn't explored everything up to the east yet either.
I know that, if I remember correctly, I know that, all of my encounter powers have been used.
Yeah, but those, at this point, you guys have had a chance
have to... rested?
You had a chance to do a short rest. You may use as many surges as you like.
I don't think I'd actually... I haven't used any of my daily powers yet.
To be clear... if you end up with, like, a weird number, you don't have to heal up to maximum. You can heal up to whatever you want. So you can burn as many healing... what I'm saying is, let's say you're down 11 hit points and your healing surge is 10. You don't want to burn 2 healing surges to get the 11 points back. You can just burn 1 healing surge and be 1 down. And that's okay.
Yeah.
So you just need to keep track of the total number of healing surges that you have remaining for the day.
Hey! Bye.
So all of your encounter powers are back. Whatever dailies you've used are still gone.
I don't think I've used my daily.
I haven't used any of them.
I'm pretty sure I did not use my daily.
I used mine.
Do you guys remember what you were using for a light source? Were you using a torch or a sunrod or something?
I thought we had like glow stick.
The mage had a light,
and I think you had a sunrod.
I had a sunrod.
Yeah, somebody had a glow stick thing.
Yeah, I have a glow stick. I used one of my sunrods.
Well, between the mage and the sunrod, you have plenty of light.
I forget, how long does the sunrod
work
for?
This area isn't lit, like 6 hours?
Yeah.
Alright.
So you're down in a seemingly not goblin-infested area of the caves.
Right.
Of the caves, of the keep.
There are undead here. And we love undead.
I vote we stay on the same level. And keep going.
I think that's a fantastic idea.
Sounds good to me.
I can see us really getting...
Hosed?
Hosed the other way around. Yes.
All right.
Well, John, I believe this was the second encounter you've had this today.
Yes.
So you all get another action point.
Yes. Should so we have two action points, right?
At this point. Yeah, everyone should have two action points. So.
Mm-hmm. Well, don't undead kind of work on the theory of roaches that you encounter the weakest ones first?
Yes. Presumably.
So what are we going to do about... But you say that, and I think about the roaches that dance around the toilet on that one.
Uh-huh.
Legs. Anyway, what are we going to do about the glyphs that are on all doors? Obviously, we can't activate
them. They're not
on
all the doors, but the glyphs are painted in various strategic spots.
Can someone, draw them or something?
How big are they, though?
The glyphs occupy a 20 by 20 space.
Oh, so there's no jumping over that.
No.
You can potentially jump over it. Like, you can get to a point where you kind of jump over a corner. Mm-hmm. So you can jump over them that way. Or if you get a good running start, you can jump over it.
You have wings,
actually, it's a 10
you?
By 10, not a 20 by 20.
Do you
mistake.
Have wings?
Do I have wings? No.
No.
You don't?
I do not have wings.
So yeah, it's actually a 10 by 10, not a 20 by 20. So you can actually jump over them. It requires an athletics roll, but you can do it. And it's easier if you get a running start at it.
Yes.
We could also attempt to disarm them with Arcana and Thievery.
Yeah, I was going to say if...
But there are several.
Not going to...
Basically, what happened last time is you came down the stairs, and you could have gone straight, or you could have turned, and you turned and went north, and that's where you found your first glyph.
Mm-hmm.
So you know that there's one glyph to the north,
mm-hmm.
and then there's also another glyph kind of to the west. Because if the hallway goes like this, and then over,
mm-hmm.
After that bend... There's kind of a T intersection where you guys were nuking all of the zombies.
Right.
Mm-hmm. There's another glyph right there.
I know that Puffin's not currently here, but does Robin have spell magic, or does Robin's character have anything that might help get rid of said glyph?
Or ways to identify said glyph.
Right.
Well,
we know what it is. We at least
Seth
know what
says
it does.
That you might be able to disable the glyphs for a little bit. You actually might also be able to disable the glyphs for a little bit.
I can probably assist because I've got a pretty high Arcana and Thievery.
Basically, anybody who has either Arcana or Thievery can potentially... Or anybody who wants to... It's not that you have the skill. Anybody who wants to make a roll can attempt to disable the glyphs for a little bit. Or you can just jump over them.
We could work together and add it all to one, too.
Yeah, I've got Arcana.
I'll take Thievery. I mean, my Arcana of 1 is not going to help nearly as much as my Thievery.
My Thievery of 1 is not going to help me. Arcana might help.
Well, unfortunately, if you guys are helping with the thievery, you need to make thievery rolls. If you're going to help with the arcana, you need to make arcana rolls.
I've got a 9 arcana.
I got a 20 arcana.
All together?
Yeah.
To add to your dice roll?
Well, no, I rolled a 4. A 6. I rolled a 14.
And that was Seth also has a plus 10 for arcana.
Yeah, so... if we all...
I can throw a plus 1 in, and if it doesn't work, then I can...
Yeah, we just have to roll over a 10. If we roll over a 10...
Anybody who's assisting needs to roll and beat a DC 10.
I will examine the glyph on the floor. Mm-hmm. Is it, set in the stone? Is it written on the stone?
It seems
cast in copper.
Be a... either an arcana or a religion roll.
24 religion.
this is a manifestation of this is some kind of a manifestation of Orcus.
Ew.
Odds are pretty good you could destroy that section of rock, and it might go away, and it might not.
Alrighty.
What if I pour holy water on it?
Well, what do we want to do? Do we want to try to disarm it?
I rolled 14.
Or we could try to go around the other... try to find another way around. Would be an idea.
Well, if I remember the map correctly, when we saw the map, they're all over the place.
Well, they're all over in this section that we've seen, anyway.
Yeah.
Well, there are two, at least, that you know about.
Yes. And they take up the entirety of a...
it's a 10x10 area, so you can jump over them. It's better if you have a running start. Or you can simply gird yourself and boldly stride for it. I mean, come on, the halfling didn't make it, but... I mean, seriously.
Obviously, it's the halfling.
Half? Come on.
Hey. I understand.
Half and not half dragon either, so...
Yes, precisely.
Or we can try to suspend the... We can try and suspend the glyphon. What do we have to do in order to suspend the glyphon?
Well, since I'll have the time, I'll try to cough up a big Lugia acid on it.
Okay.
And see what happens.
You stand there for a couple of minutes going,
and I hawk up a Lugia in a 5x5 square there.
Okay.
Which should cover the entirety of that thing.
Okay.
And it's acid, so.
Sure. Roll your damage.
That would be 7 points of damage.
Okay. You do that, and the runes are glowing. And it's easier to see the glow if there's no light. But you can still kind of see the glow even with the sun rock out. I mean, granted, it's hard to see. You can tell that it's kind of there. You spit acid up on this one that you hit, and the glow kind of dims. And then stays dim.
Okay.
Stop.
Those of you magically inclined, is it still giving off its little aura of nastiness?
Yeah. I'm assuming it still has a magical aura about it.
Yes, but it seems to be lessened. Seems to have done something to it.
How many times can you do that?
You know, give me a couple minutes, I can do it again.
Here's a jug of milk. Maybe you'll give me some phlegm.
Yeah, here's some milk.
No, we already determined that milk will counteract the acids.
Cheese? Tomatoes.
I need wings. I need hot wings.
Give me some vinegar.
We need some V8
juice. Yeah, I got something.
No.
All right. For reference, because this is easier to see. You guys are... Well, which one are you at?
We were over here, so
yeah.
I think we probably...
Probably on this one?
That one.
Okay. Yeah. So, yeah, there's this one, and you know the one up here. You don't actually... You haven't been up here yet, so you don't know.
Now, how hard...
That way.
How hard would it be to try to jump over just like this corner there? Just like hug the wall?
You would need to...
Because if we could do that, it's sort of a moot point.
Yeah. If you got a
All right, look up the dumping rules. Because I can tell you what's here, but what's here is you're trying to clear it. Mm-hmm. It doesn't talk about what happens if you're trying to go over a corner. Because to clear the whole thing... To clear the whole thing, you need a... From a standing jump to get 10 feet, you need a DC 21 athletics check, and to get with a running start, you only need a DC 11 athletics check. But I imagine that goes down because you're not actually, you're only mm-hmm. trying to go over 5 feet instead of 10.
Okay, I'm jumping the whole thing.
Okay.
Look out, everybody.
From a running jump? Or
big dwarf on the way.
Sonic push.
16.
All right, you got a running start at it, right?
Yep.
Okay, which one did you want to end up at? Because did you want to end up here or here?
Well, I'm running straight, so I'm here.
Turn it up here. Okay, whoomf. You cleared it.
Okay. Come on, everybody. Don't have time to waste. You can get on over here.
I think if we all get a running jump, we should be able to get that clear.
I'll catch you. Come on.
You can probably throw him. Just saying. Tuck and roll!
I remember what happened last time I threw you. It was not a lot of fun.
I got a 20.
Okay. In some crazy mix between a mantle stride and an elfy...
John,
you managed to leap the.
She goes. Woo!
Yes, you managed to manfully yet still gracefully leap over the. Leap over the glyph.
Oh, go ahead, give me a toss. What the heck?
I'll try to catch him.
All right, be a strength roll.
Hey, batter.
That's half your level.
He's not a hitter.
15.
No problem. If you want to land with any sort of grace, you need to give me an acrobatics check. Otherwise, you'll land, but it won't be pretty.
Oh, you have good acrobatics. You can do it.
So, using acrobatics, I try to just run up the wall around it.
17.
All right, no problem.
Unfortunately, that's only a 10.
Okay. So you're trying to do the Prince of Persia thing and just...
Yeah.
You're like, okay, yeah, if I do this. And in your mind, it works perfectly.
Can I try to knock him
I'm like,
out of there before he lands?
And he just
taking it, and I'll land in it myself.
Unfortunately, what's happening is, like, you're here with... you just chucked Gaz over the way, and you're like, okay, now it's. So if you can make I'll give you a dexterity roll and a DC of 15, then you can attempt to catch it.
4.
Okay, and here it's huh.
This usually works.
So what ends up happening is you step up on one side of the wall and you push away from the wall a little too hard and you kind of flip over and land on your head on the glyph.
Ow. See, that didn't even make the base DC.
You should have just waited for the...
It was going to be cool.
The dragon kind to, like, throw in.
Yeah.
Okay. Does a 24 hit your will?
God, yes.
Okay.
I'm sure it hits all of us.
No matter what you're using.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think it has to go against each one of us, though.
Yes. And every other character within 10 squares. Okay, so for you, take... All right. 24. 8. 23.
We need to fight these undead anyway. Might as well get them out of the way.
What?
26 versus Will. You've got an 8 versus Will. I'm guessing you're the only one who probably got
He's
missed.
He's the only one that okay. got missed.
Everyone else, take 2 points of necrotic damage.
What is that? Crap?
That's necrotic.
Negative.
Negative damage. Negative energy damage.
I did have and you feel a compulsive need to flee south. By the time you recover yourselves,
2 points,
you're back on the other side.
You feel a strong compulsion to flee south, actually to flee towards this room, specifically. By the time that you recover yourselves, you are all back on this side again.
God damn it.
Except for you, who felt no need to flee.
So you're just standing there going, what's wrong with you guys?
We're like, oh, God!
Okay, but if we examine sort of the area, we can actually skip this one. We can go back around up here. We can go around this way. These two we have to do. We have to deal with one of those two at some point.
Yes.
And one of those two at some point.
Yes.
So.
But we wouldn't have known that at the time.
We can investigate this area anyway.
Are we going back where he is?
Yes. Well, it depends on what he's doing in the time period that we're all.
Are you waiting?
Running.
We might all.
I'm waiting.
You only have a round, really. While they all.
I'm waiting
look that way.
I'm not running. I'm not running around. I'm jumping across again. I'm not going to run around.
Okay. This wall looks different.
He's still going to try the Prince of Persia thing. It's just on a different wall.
Aw, sad. I got shocked instead, but there it is.
Alright, are you going? Do I have to make you roll off between who gets to run and who gets to grab first?
No. So I'm still going.
No! <Shut up.
laughs> Let's see if I can land on my feet, though.
Dude, that totally would have worked. I'm just saying.
Next time.
Wall was totally different.
Yeah, it was.
Which one are you guys going over now?
Oh, sweet.
Are you going over this one?
I will land on my feet.
I don't know where I'm going over this one to be back over here.
Okay, you do.
I got a 14.
Okay. No problem. You land over there.
I land perfectly.
Where are we?
So, Fang Yi is hanging out down here. Where's everyone else?
Wherever I just got
rolled
to.
I'm on the other side of this.
Yes. Fang Yi just dwarfily leaped over to the other side here. Where's everyone else?
I'm on the other side.
I tossed him.
Okay.
I land quite nicely.
Okay.
He did Spider-Man.
I'm trying to go from like there to there, and then I'll go from there to there.
Okay. If you are very, very careful, you can just step there.
I do that.
Step over, and you can make it.
Because I am not a nimble big dragon man.
Okay. No problem.
I, on the other hand, am a nimble elf. Okay. I got an 18.
All right. Everyone managed to get over here.
You floated again.
So you've got this room to the south, and then you've also got this area to the north.
Well, let's go to the room to the south.
The south.
Mm-hmm. Room to the south. Looks very much like, really this whole area down here. I mean, this whole area looks like there haven't been people down here in quite a while. And there certainly haven't been goblins down here. So it's very dusty. It's very, you know, nasty. You've got...
Jeremy, I've got my extension cord over here. Okay. Yeah.
You've got bones of various dead animals around here, but nothing nothing too fresh. So there's nothing in the room.
Our cable box, maybe?
But it wasn't plugged in the first place. So I plugged it in. I don't know.
We'll figure it out
later.
Figure
it out. It'll be fine.
It's been one of those weeks and one of those days. I'm just going to sit down.
Anyway, go ahead. Sorry.
Okay.
Search the room for other ruins or anything on the wall.
Yeah, nothing too terribly interesting in there.
Okay.
You find a rat skull.
So there's nothing.
Okay.
Wait a second.
All right. So now you're all in this room.
Is this
room
the power cord to yours, Eric?
Maybe that's the power cord to yours.
Or
the power cord to mine.
Oh, maybe that's my second one.
Maybe
that's
it's
missing.
Your spare one that you...
Perhaps he left it here.
Mine didn't look like that.
That would explain a couple of things. Why I couldn't find it.
Well, apparently you left it here.
It's not important, obviously. Anyway.
Okay. All right, so there's nothing in this room.
Nothing in this room.
All right.
Well, let's continue going. What is that?
Let's just jump back
north
across and go that way.
Up that way.
Is there another wall?
Well, let's go around that other...
All right,
what,
so where
you
are
you
going?
Around here?
Well, we're right here now, so let's go around this way and see what's up in here. And then presumably we'll figure out that, oh, there's a sigil there and a sigil there.
Yes.
So we're headed down further instead of checking on the same level?
Well, we don't know what's over there is the thing.
Oh.
You don't know what's down here. This is where you came from. You don't know what's up here.
So, in theory, what we're going to do is figure out what's on the rest of the floor and then decide at that point what we're doing.
Okay.
We'll still have to go down this way to do that.
Do you want to scout ahead?
Sure.
Don't go up any stairs, down any stairs, through any doors.
Right.
Don't step on any glowing things.
Right.
Or jump in.
You're the nimble one.
Okay. So, nimble one. Give me some acrobatic rolls. I guess it's athletics, sorry.
Nathan, instead of you tell me I failed one?
No. One athletics. One athletics roll. You need a 11 or better.
Athletics?
Yes.
Yes.
How did we decide I'm number one, if that's what we're needing?
I was going to say, we're doing athletics. I'll do it.
Acrobatics is me, but...
you could try it. Acrobatics stunt.
17 on
okay,
that
hold on. That puts you here. So you're in here, and you realize there's a glyph here and a glyph there, and there's a room up there and a hallway over here. At that point, which way do you want to go? Here, let me turn this around so it's easier for you. You're here. So which way do you want to go?
We came in here?
Yes.
So you want to go here?
And this is where we fought everything before?
Yes.
And we haven't been here?
Yes,
no,
we have.
We looked through that one.
Just checked it out. And what you've just done is you leapt from here to here.
Right.
Okay.
So you can go this way or that way?
I'll take...
Okay. You can get over there pretty easily. If you're really careful, you can just kind of step over the corner.
That's fine.
So I'll let you deal with no problem. You step over there. What's your perception roll? Or what's your passive perception? Or what's your perception bonus? Let me say that.
Ten plus your perception skill.
It's wisdom based.
16.
Okay. All right. Let's see. Yeah. Okay. So you step over here and you run up here and big room, stairways, big set of stairs going down. That seems to be the only way out of here.
Okay. And then I'll go back and rejoin the group.
Okay. No problem. Give me one athletics roll. No problem. And you rejoin the group. So a room with stairs going down up here. It seems to be the only way out.
Okay. Well,
unless we go back up.
We don't want to go down any more stairs.
No.
What was this? Was this all?
Heads into another room.
That's a continuation of the same level.
Yeah. Let's go that way then.
That's fine.
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
So back over the stupid glyphs.
No, I think we probably would figure out that there's not a glyph that way. So.
You figure out that if you really wanted to, you could just run around this way.
Okay.
Yeah.
Alright.
The glyphs are only there for lazy people that don't want to walk. Is what it looks like.
Mm. So, as you recall, the zombies had no problems with them.
Yes, well. They're unnatural.
Zombies.
Didn't you say this was a Vorkus, though?
Undead, yes. Creepy death cults.
Creepy death cults.
Yay, Matt.
That would be
that's what I wanted. So much easier.
21 on religion.
That's why
probably
it took us so long.
I figured out some things about Vorkus.
Vorkus is not actually a god. Vorkus merely wants to be a god.
What's his name?
Vorkus. He's a demon.
He's a demon.
He's a demon lord who wants to be a god.
He's a demon Vorkus.
Hmm?
He's a demon Vorkus.
Exactly.
But that's not what Vorkus are.
He's the, he wants to be a god. Purpose. He is
that's what he looks like.
That.
Ew. Okay, he's not a spiky.
Yeah, there's Orcus.
He's not.
Orcus-y. He's a purpose zombie.
Alright, go ahead and where you guys are coming from.
So go ahead and place your...
No, I have my person.
Where are the minis? Are
up here?
Up there. Where they were up there.
Unless the cat ran off of them.
Yeah. Because they're crunchy and fun flavor.
Apparently.
Can they kind of gotten ass. Rid of the god of the goddamn? They have Vic now, that really they only have Orcus.
Okay. Wait a minute.
That's you.
Yeah, that is me.
Now where are we at again?
We're over there.
Orcus is known as the demon lord of undead.
Is that you?
That's me.
What do you mean? We're over here.
Yeah.
You guys are coming from here.
Yeah. My guy's here somewhere.
The room is up here.
We're going back this way. No.
Coming this in way. This way. No. We just came from here.
You just came from a room that's up here. It's just not on the map. So the room, this room, that you just came from,
is over there.
Right
here.
Yes. So this is the way.
So we are in this way.
So we're coming this way.
Yeah, there.
Yeah, we have not entered the section yet.
Now I get it.
Not that big.
Sorry.
I can put another thing down there. With
no, I was semi-retarded there for a second.
That's my guy up there?
That's all good.
What does your guy look like?
He's another gnomish.
Yes.
Halfling dude.
He's another little one.
Lemon.
So do we send Seth back because he forgot his pants again?
He's like, oh my god, no pants!
He stepped on a glyph and then took his pants away.
Yes, so he has to go get his spare pants back in town.
He runs back to town to get pants.
Damn him!
Damn Seth! Gosh.
Okay.
That is a cool picture. Mm-hmm. Don't want to run into that, but that's
fine. It's like a level 33 solo.
10 massive stone sarcophagi, 5 on each wall, line this crypt. The sarcophagi are granite and contain relief images of human warriors in plate armor. To the east, the crypt opens into a higher, wider area from which a starry glow emanates.
That's not good.
So these things are all sarcophagi. Oh. Set up against the wall. 3, 4.
Let's not mess.
5 on each side.
Like the Iron Maiden type thing?
Kind of.
Like that?
Except yeah. They're...
Well, okay. Yeah, they're just...
Are they upright? Or
yeah,
that's
upright.
What I'm talking about. Yeah, okay.
Well, lovely.
Kind of like an Iron Maiden. They're just... I mean, the Iron Maiden would have spikes or something inside.
Well, yeah,
I bet there's something in there with stuff.
They're all closed.
I bet he should kill the thing in there so he can get the stuff.
Uh-huh.
They'd be dead bodies. They don't need their stuff anymore.
What happens if they're not quite dead?
I'm not dead.
They still don't need their stuff.
Well, they don't need their stuff, but they may.
Well, we need to go with caution, obviously.
Just in case you get bloody. Not that I'm hoping you do.
We can tie them up with
it's
rope.
A remnant. Oh,
it's a rope.
Oh.
What are you looking for, Danny?
I do have these markers, and they're exactly sized for our bases.
Sweet.
And we do have red ones for bloody.
Sweet. So what are you guys doing? Who's leading? Where are you going?
I'm resisting.
I do believe Fangy and myself are at the head.
Yeah.
All right. The sarcophagi are all made of stone, and each has, each contains a relief image of a human warrior in plate armor.
I'm going to examine one of the sarcophagi.
Uh-huh. Yeah, come
yourself.
Down this way.
We don't have any humans in the party right now. So.
Do-do-do.
I can't ask them if it's sacrilegious to loot their dead.
It is sacrilegious.
I'm calling
they don't
you.
Need their stuff anymore.
Yeah,
just take
dead.
It from a priest. I'm making sure this is a wall.
It is a wall.
Okay. There's no writing or anything on it?
No.
Do I see
don't
choose or sense
disbelieve in the wall.
Take a running start of the wall.
Is coming over
wall.
This way.
I think it's a wall.
So whether it's a
no, I saw what you did. I'll try it.
There is a glow, some kind of light source over that way.
Okay.
There's a light source over this way, you say?
Yes.
You know, light sources, though, down here, we're going to go over there, we're going to trigger something, all these are going to open up, there's going to be mummies everywhere. So instead, we should open up every single one, toss in a torch, close it, and wait.
It's not a bad plan.
Does anybody know what time it is? Is it daylight outside? I'm just wondering.
And jewels, they'll survive the fire. Gold will melt down a little bit, but we'll have chunks of gold. It'll be good. Magical items will be fine.
All right.
I'm going to hit the sarcophagus with my hammer. See what happens.
Whack! I got a torch.
Make a funking noise.
You're like saying...
Funking stone.
I'm sacrilegious. If I take their stuff, and she's whacking on their tombs.
I'm knocking. Knocking to see if anyone's, you know, going to...
Somebody could be in there.
Yeah, somebody's going to get caught on fire.
What do you need, Eric?
Fire, fire.
We need lots and lots of skeletons.
That's mummy burn. Fire.
Mummy's burn.
Dear God. Skeletons, I don't have a lot of.
Like, we pray for accelerants.
You pray for whatever you want, man.
You can have skeletons as long as we can have this.
God, that's a light source. He's breathing fire. But he's our light source.
He is our light source.
Somehow our
is this a platinum dragon.
Somehow our
no, it's a white dragon. It's an older white dragon.
Somehow our pantless mage has sent us a gift.
They're kind of like the dogs of the dragon world.
Which we could also go with the green dragon.
I was just hoping that it was, you know, the platinum dragon.
No, I like that. I like the solar one better.
Platinum dragon. No. It looks happier.
Just the white dragon.
Where'd you come from? What are you doing? You thunk on the coffin, on the sarcophagus with your hammer.
And open it up. Open it up.
Seems pretty...
Okay.
Okay, I'm opening it.
Okay.
This is it going nowhere
is
good.
It's stuck.
Smash it!
Hey, can you give me help with this? Can try to open this thing up.
I thought I was the curious halfling.
I'm examining
there
the sarcophagus.
Inside or something. Come on.
She told me I couldn't have their stuff.
Yeah, you make still a, can't have their stuff.
Make a strength roll.
I don't listen to usually what other near people her. Say.
Okay.
What's a strength roll?
D20 plus your strength modifier plus half your level.
Mm-hmm. Strength modifier. It should be up here somewhere.
Oh, there it is. Three.
These skeletons. D20 plus strength plus half your level.
17, and that's half my level.
At this point, 1.
Okay, 18.
You're hauling on this thing trying to get it open, and it's just not budging.
I'll blast it with an Eldritch
Blast. Yeah, this one fits more of her.
No!
Alright, which one are you blasting?
We don't need the blast there. It.
The one that he's helping me.
Alright, roll damage. Actually, roll the hit first. Is it... Versus
wait,
what?
Let me move out of the way.
Eldritch Blast is versus Charisma versus Reflex.
Okay.
I'm just waiting for this to go terribly, terribly wrong.
Roll damage.
Oh, roll damage. Okay. 8. 11.
Okay. Chunks fly out of it. You made a visible mark on it. It looks like it's still pretty solid, though. It's going to take several more of those to...
What? It's working.
Knock it off.
But we got the torch ready. These are expensive.
Is there a hole?
So you want to desecrate the dead.
No. There's...
humans?
He's not a little chip.
They were never living...
But,
that's it? They don't have souls.
Yeah.
Right?
Okay.
Give me the torch a second.
He's,
I just want to see
started.
It.
Give me this torch.
Stop attacking the sarcophagi.
Yes.
We should search to see if there are glyphs or traps or things that we might set off
before we desecrate bodies.
Oh, that's anything. We're talking. Friendly.
I've seen this movie before.
And you're going
there.
To make it horribly wrong.
If you kill them first, you'll be fine.
They're dead.
If
how
you kill them
kill
again.
So I come this way, towards the light source.
Move yourself.
I will go with him.
You're leaving?
They're leaving
stop.
Us.
Uh-oh. Something just...
Do you have a light source?
I just took his torch.
Yeah. We're in the dark, dude.
I got 5 of these.
And I've got a sunrod, so...
Okay, you get there,
torch or sunrod?
This is a torch.
Okay.
I've got sunrod, too. Why did stuff happen? We were doing so cautiously.
Yes. Yes, you were.
I was knocking. Come on.
Everyone roll a perception check.
18.
3.
8.
Anybody
16.
Who gets higher than... Anybody who gets higher than 10...
Damn. Okay.
All right.
I'm still ticked off. I couldn't get it open. Apparently.
Oh, don't worry. We're gonna get it open.
Ka-choon, ka-choon, ka-choon.
They all open.
They all open.
Hey, it worked. Oh.
I think this is your fault. This isn't my fault. You're the one who walked.
You must have stepped on
a cliff. Anything. I didn't touch anything.
Yay!
You're not even in the room.
That's right, because I didn't touch anything, because the desire to open a sarcophagi would have been too overpowering, and I stepped in.
Holy crap! There's beastmen and skeletons everywhere.
That's These are all skeletons.
We got them.
The ones that look like beastmen actually look really crappy. Like, they've been around for a while, been rode hard, put away wet. They're they don't look so good.
They're so hilly.
The two over here look pretty good.
Okay.
Lovely.
I need initiative rolls from everyone.
Woo-hoo.
What is my initiative?
Ooh.
Has everyone got the new character concept ready?
Yeah, no kidding. Oh, it's one to be somebody else.
I got a 16.
I got an 18. What'd you get?
16.
Oh, thank God. I got a 5.
Do you not have an initiative?
Okay, Iona.
I don't know. Do 18.
I? Fangy.
It's going to be dex plus
it's
1.
It's dex? Okay, 6.
6. Okay. Gaz.
Is our dex modifier plus 1?
Yeah.
Plus half seven. Your level?
7.
Dex modifier
seven.
Plus half your level.
Versus 7.
I get 7.
Okay.
And anyone that's near me gets the other thing.
Anyone that is within 10 of you.
Within
is it 10?
Is it 10 squares or 10 feet?
Squares?
10 Ooh. Squares?
I think it's 10 Ooh. Squares. So I think that's everybody.
Yeah.
So what's
yeah,
that?
You grant allies within 10 squares of you plus 1 racial bonus to diplomacy checks. Where's the other one? There's another one, though.
We'll
try to be diplomatic.
So,
but
probably after you level up the first time.
Second one.
Second level, yeah.
Group insight. 10 squares view, a plus 1 racial bonus to insight checks and initiative checks.
Sweet. Okay, so you were 19 then.
Yeah. Plus 1?
Yes. So you were 7?
So I'm 8 now.
Eight.
She's 8 now.
Gaz.
7.
He's
still
you're,
7?
You're
including
8.
The extra plus 1?
Still 7.
Okay.
I miscalculated the first time, so...
Okay.
Mine would be 16. But actually, 17, sorry. With the
okay. Colin.
12.
Okay, Cheetos, take them out.
Okay, so now we are in...
I'm the new tank. Can you play now?
Do that walk on the wall thing, only on their face.
Actually, I'm going to take the plate now, feet, I think.
No spell failure.
But I'll have a strong score.
All right. First, we're going to do the surprise round. The surprise round. Everybody who is not surprised, which is anybody who rolled a 10 or better than a perception
minimum bonus, is the minimum magic bonus that it can have.
No, you had to roll a 10 or better on your perception checks.
Or there's the only one who missed was Ethan.
Yeah.
Everybody else. So everybody else gets their action.
Oh, on perception.
So yes.
Yes.
So what this means is during this round and this round only, everybody gets a single standard action.
Oh,
except for you, you get nothing.
You suck.
You get nothing. Yes. You get nothing.
Let's see. This guy is here.
I want it on the record that my brother is a carpetbagger. We have audio evidence. In fact, I'm changing the website listing right now.
Carpetbagger GM is appearing.
All right.
My website, my rules.
I'm going to talk to you about being able to post on the site, like on the actual site, because I'm thinking about putting some of my gaming stuff on there with links. So, okay. Not the audio, but make it easier.
This guy's gonna shift. This guy's gonna shift.
Jeez, what initiative did they get?
22.
God! We're gonna be
skeleton. Okay, so those two shift.
Those two take a swing at you. Does...
Oh, dear God.
So I read the D&D Six. Reality and I projected it.
22 hit you.
Yes.
Take
4 points of damage. So, two on... I guess that would have to be you.
Bring it! I'm the new tank!
AC 20 hit you?
Holy crap, balls! Reroll that one!
AC 16 hit you?
Unfortunately, that is my AC, so yes.
Okay, take 4 points of damage. And then two on Fang Yi.
Yay!
One is a crit.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, oh, okay. I don't think that... I don't know, Dominion's crit?
Yeah.
Okay, well, one is a crit and the other is a 23.
Sure.
Okay, take 12 points of damage total.
Okay.
That was on 22. On 19, Iona. Now remember, you get one standard action this time because it's a special kind of a round. Next time you'll get more.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So with your one standard action, what are you doing?
I think that I'm casting Beacon of Hope.
Okay. And are you... What does that do?
It's a... It's a daily divine healing standard action, close burst.
Close attacks provoke?
No, only ranged.
How big is the burst?
The burst is it's a burst 3.
Okay.
Or at least I think it's still a burst 3.
Yeah.
I think that assumes
well. The only one in the burst is... It's like the only one in the burst.
It's 3.
No, it's three. You and...
Is it an enemy or friendly?
No, it's both.
Yeah.
It's you and all your allies in burst gain 5 hit points.
What's the burst?
It's a burst 3.
It's burst 3.
So that 3 squares out in every direction from you.
Yeah, and so it looks like the only is the only ones that are going to get it are you and Ethan. You and Colin. Because it looks like Cheeto is just outside the range.
Yes.
Crap.
My hope is it affects
them. I'll get it, but it also, whatever it does negative to people, it will affect
all those guys.
All those guys except for the two in the back and two up here.
Yep.
Well, but it also boosts my healing for that.
Yes.
For the duration of the thing.
You get 5 temporary hit points or 5 hit points?
It says you and all of your allies in the burst regain 5 hit points.
Okay.
And your healing powers restore plus 5 hit points until the end of the encounter.
Okay.
So it's an extra.
Sure.
And it's against will.
Right. It doesn't actually do damage to anything else, does it? What does it do against everything else?
It weakens.
Okay, weakens. Okay. Rolling your will attacks. You need to roll 1, 2, 3, 5, 6 of them.
20.
You need to beat a 13. So roll 6 times and tell me how many of those.
13.
Okay.
That one does. That one doesn't. So 2, 3, 3 so far. Ah, crap.
Okay, so it looks like the one of the ones that's next to you.
Do you need some markers, or you got them?
I need some markers.
You got one more to roll.
Actually, let's do this.
18. So, 3 out of the 4 are weakened.
You actually, in a burst 3, you're going to hit 6 of them.
Oh, okay.
Because you hit the two very, very...
You don't hit these.
Those guys?
Okay. You're in the very outer burst.
Yeah. You said 13, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, 12. That one doesn't hit.
1, 2, 3. How many total out of 6?
All but 2.
All but 2. 1, 2, 3. That's the one you missed.
And she missed one of the ones
over here.
I missed one of the ones over here, so we'll put it on this way.
Okay, guys with the chips are weakened.
I don't know exactly what that means, but apparently it's useful.
Burn that bridge when we get there. Cheeto, you get your standard action.
Take that. Oh, and we get 5 hit points back, which probably doesn't mean anything for you, but it does.
Actually, it does. Puts me back up a full, so.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to Eldritch Blast the one that is in front of me.
Is it a ranged attack?
You're going to bite me.
Yes.
Don't you bite me.
You will provoke from 3 different guys if you do a ranged attack.
Well, then I'll just stab him with my sickle.
Actually, you'll provoke from 4 different guys if you do a ranged attack.
Can I tumble out of there? No, I'll just hit him with my sickle.
You can slide, can't you? Or no, because it's...
You can try and shift, but you're not going to be able to shift anywhere that is useful, really.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I will just slash with my sickle.
Okay.
It's going to be...
AC of what?
So what do you get? You get a move?
11 versus AC.
Standard action, right? You get a...
Versus AC?
Yeah, you get a move,
yeah,
a standard,
sense.
And a minor.
AC is 16.
Except for
this
first round.
That was Cheeto.
I should have
marked him instead. Cowan, you're like, but there shouldn't be undead here. Fang Yi, you get a single standard action this time. So that means you can, like, swing at somebody, or...
Can I spend an action point?
Sure.
Can I use a healing surge then?
Sure.
Okay, I'm doing that then.
Weakened creatures attacks deal half damage.
Healing.
Okay.
Just so you know. That's okay. What they do.
That's good.
Alright. So you use your second wind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
Did you want to do anything else?
Or is that it? Hard to knife too.
Because you can do that without spending an action point.
Oh, without spending an action point. Okay. Yeah. Without spending an action point?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Because you get a standard action, which you can use as either a standard to move or a minor.
Okay.
It's just you can only do one thing this round. This is a special round.
Okay, so I'm going to cleave this guy.
Well, if you want to burn your action point, you can cleave that guy.
Okay, I'm burning my action point and cleaving that guy. He's one of the ones that hit me, right?
Yes.
Okay, he's getting it then.
Okay.
Okay.
Roll it. AC is 16.
Exactly.
Crunch!
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And sadly, because...
Actually, I burned up action point.
Missed the tackle of a damage menu, but you cleave. So, what's the text on cleave?
An enemy adjacent to you takes... Okay. 3 damage.
So you take this guy up too.
Good.
Boom, boom. 2 of them out. All right, that was Fang Yi. Gaz, you're up.
So I burn an action point to get the move. Is this going to...
You could probably throw a dagger at it.
Am I going to be flanking this guy? If I move up here.
If you move up where?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes, but you can't really stand there.
Okay.
There's a sarcophagus in that, right?
He has small size, though.
True, but it's a big sarcophagus.
You can climb inside an eye.
No, fill up the whole space, whole square.
I'm going to hit you.
Little bastard.
Draw them right next time.
I will let you stand there if you want to. It will probably... I'll give you a -2 to whatever you do because you don't have full movement.
Yeah, I might as well bring one of those. I'll try it.
Okay.
Diet Coke
or Diet Pepsi?
Diet Coke is all we have.
Okay, fine. What do you want?
Bring me down one of the Jones sodas and there should be like this clear, sparkling water.
Okay. You guys need anything?
I'm good for now.
Good, thanks.
Thank you.
Okay. All right, so you get a standard action, which you can use as either a move or a minor or a standard, whatever you want. If you wanted to chuck a dagger at one of those guys, you could totally do that. Though one of these two is probably the only one you could actually hit.
Oh, what the hell? I'll chuck a dagger at one of them.
Okay.
They are minions, so.
And was your Sly Flourish or whatever? Look at your at wills, because I think one of them... So one of them let you move, and both of them can be applied to range or something like that?
Death Strike, you can move two squares. I can move two squares, and it's MIR ranged.
Yeah, so you could use that to move. You move two squares and then throw.
That's fine.
Okay.
Where were we putting me? On the back one or the front one?
The front one. Put you there, say.
Two squares.
And then chuck a dagger at one of them.
Wampus Ratus.
I'd take out the one that's not weakened, personally.
Hey,
kitty, what are you doing?
Need a 16 or better if it's AC.
It's AC, let's see, that looks like a 20 AC, so...
Okay.
Yeah, it's dead.
Crunch! Dead! Minions. And now the Skeletal Warriors get to go. Dun 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 dun. Charge!
Crap, you're a silly kitty.
Both of them are charging Cotwin.
Nice.
You're being charged? You're
being charged by two Skeletal Warriors.
Thanks.
Take his head off.
You should have licked it.
Shake it up first. What I would have done.
Does a 19 hit you?
No.
Does 28 hit you?
Yes.
Okay. Does a 20 hit you?
No.
Okay.
And they have given me combat advantage. Because they charged. Gives me combat advantage.
Okay.
Just for the record.
Okay.
Charging does not provoke an attack opportunity.
No.
You're marked by them, by the way.
Fantastic.
They mark you. That's nice.
And one of them hit you, so you're marked by the one that hits you.
What are you looking for?
I need a paper towel, which is better.
Take 4 points of damage. That's like a longsword.
Is that the best you got?
Savage Gypsy Lover?
Savage Gypsy Lover.
Alright, now we're up to the real round.
Instead of the fake one?
Instead of the surprise round.
And the fake they're one. Still leaping until the end of this turn.
Yes. So, the decrepit skeletons get to go. All right, two decrepit skeletons on you. They are flanking, so they get plus two hits. Well, that two probably won't do it, but 19 probably will. They have a six, so 25, 27.
Yeah.
Take 4 points of damage.
Which one was it?
This one.
Okay, he's weak and he does half damage.
Okay, take 2 points of damage. These two, we'll say that Clear Die is the one from the weakened guy. And both of them roll less than 10, so I'm not going to worry about it. And then the one guy on you, 22.
Yeah.
Yep. Take four. No. Actually, no, take two. Correct. Take two.
Take two.
That was the decrepit skeletons. You and you, roll d10.
What?
You, roll d10. You, roll d10.
3.
10.
Ka-ching, ching. 10. Ka-ching, ching. Oh, wait. That's the special one. Ka-ching, ching.
What the crap?
Lovely.
The sarcophagi open and spit more guys out.
You suck.
More minions, or do we know?
Well, the one's a minion,
the guys,
everything that looks like these
the guy's an
is
ivory.
Not a minion.
Guy's
everything else is a minion.
Yeah.
So the guys of the size, not minions.
So the big question is, do I use my turn undead now? Yeah,
not yet.
Go for it.
Or do I wait?
Wait?
Well, because
these are minions.
That guy is
just wait.
Out of range.
These are minions.
Just wait.
We hack the minions, then you turn undead.
Yeah, you do the minions, and the big baddie shows up, and then you do that.
All right, well, I'm going to use Healing Strike on the guy that's standing in front of me.
All right, roll it.
What's his AC?
AC is 16.
Yeah, and a 22 hits.
I'll hit him. Smack!
Yeah, and then you get an 8,
you
9.
You can spend a Healing Surge.
No. Yes, you can spend a Healing Surge. And plus 9 points.
If I spend the Healing Surge, I get plus 9 points?
Yes.
Yeah, I'm not spending the Healing Surge. Okay. I don't need to right now, and I'm down to my last one anyway.
Well,
read that loud.
Well, it says the target is marked until the end of the next turn. Blah, blah, blah. In addition, you or one ally within 5 squares of you can spend a Healing Surge.
Can spend.
So if you don't want to use it on me, use it on somebody else. Because I won't spend a Healing Surge for it.
Within 5 squares.
Looks like you might be able to get Fang Yi.
Yeah, you can Fang Yi.
Fang Yi, do you need a...
I could use the healing surge. Why not?
Okay, well then you get to use a Healing Surge plus...
There you go, kitty.
Plus 9 points.
So you can heal whatever... You can spend a Healing Surge and you heal whatever your Healing Surge is plus 9.
Yeah.
Okay, well that's way over and above my probably healing.
So it heals your backup
full.
So,
that's your backup's full.
Okay, that was your standard. You're going to move to minor left.
Okay, so I should be able to shift. Is that right?
It's a move action, yes.
Yeah. Shift is a move action, yes.
Okay.
Where are you going to shift?
If I stay where I am, is this guy flanked if I stay where I am, or I should have to move here?
If you shift there, you will be flanking that guy with Gaz.
With Gaz, yes.
You shift backwards one. Yeah.
There.
So now he has combat advantage on him.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then I've got a minor action.
I'm a cat toy.
All right. Does anybody else need to be healed? You need healing, don't you?
Yeah, I'm down to 8.
Okay. Well, then you can spend a Healing Surge. Of course, this can be like overkill. And regain an additional 1, 4, and an additional.
You guys look down, and I dropped 9. One of these. And it rolled that way, I think.
It's underneath Melissa's feet. Okay. Now it's underneath my foot.
No, it's underneath
my foot. Thank you.
Okay.
I'll spend the healing surge.
It's 9. It's plus 9. Whatever.
So it's everybody right. Within 5 feet, 5 squares, you can spend it, right?
No.
No.
Just one.
No. Just one, and I just use your healing word.
Okay.
I can use that as
Cheeto.
A minor action.
All right.
The mighty Cheeto.
Okay, I'm going to, first of all, put my curse on the minion in front of me.
Okay.
Yes, you're...
Then I'm going to slide this way one.
This?
Nope.
This.
Yeah. Well, who did he still get an attack on me if I slide?
Yes.
This? Well, then I'll slide
back. You slide back.
I'll slide back
then
on the dwarf.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now then you can cast
I
range.
Will cast my range. There we go. That'll do it.
It's versus AC or what?
It's versus reflex. Charisma versus reflex.
Okay, reflex is a mighty 14.
Yes, that will hit.
I have a question. Do we notice that more than one thing is coming out of a single...
Mm-hmm. 2, 3, 4. And slide me, or move me up to right in front of the... Yeah, right there.
Hi, Ona.
Hello. Turn into Creepy Mist.
Hoofta. Alright.
Okay.
Let's see, Cheeto, I think you still have a minor left. You gonna do anything with it?
Yeah, that was my Warlock curse.
Alright.
Cowan, you're finally up.
All right, I spend a move action to shift backwards one.
Okay, remember that you are marked.
Yes, I know.
By this guy.
I know.
Shift.
that's my move. As a minor action, I hawk a loogie in a five square space in front of me.
Okay. Blam!
Hitting two minions and all three of those skeletons.
One, two, three, four. One, two. Yes.
Sweet.
Okay.
So you're hitting the guys.
So it's
mark.
Versus what? Uh-huh. Versus that, what?
It is versus reflex.
Okay. I believe the way this works is you roll damage once, but you roll to hit.
I roll to hit everybody, yes.
So reflex on the decrepit skeleton is a mighty 13.
Well, that's a crit on the on one of the decrepit skeletons who explodes horribly.
He explodes.
That is a 10 on the other one.
He miss him. Now the other guys, their reflex is 16.
I actually earned.
That is a 16, so...
Okay,
miss
one.
Miss. And miss.
Okay, roll your damage.
But one of them takes a mighty 3 points of damage.
Okay.
So that's a move and a minor.
Okay.
Then I will use my standard action I have left to actually as a move to shift forward again, and then I'll spend an action point to attack the one that marked me.
Okay. How much damage did you take?
How much damage did he take?
Three. Okay. So you'll shift it up again.
And that burns another move action, which empties me, and then I spend an action point to get another standard to attack
the one that marked you. Okay.
Let me get rid of one of my action points here.
Alright, roll it. His AC is a mighty... AC is 18.
Can't hit the broadside of a barn today.
Okay. Fengy, you're up. Everything around you is dead.
You go back.
I mean, well...
Deader.
Deader.
Oh, and remember you can go through my space. You don't have to go around.
Oh, I don't have to go around? No.
I don't think it's going to matter.
It's presumed that he allows you to go through
his space.
Because we know Fang Yu, it's like, nut punch.
Yeah.
Oh! And he's like, I'm charging, but somebody's getting hit. It's either going to be you or the skeletons, man.
You better hope it's the skeletons. Yeah. Okay.
It's the sugar-free Jones.
It was an accident. And then I can use
some sugar-free stuff.
A minor action to move again.
Some sugar-free stuff.
No.
Well, especially going from Jones soda, which uses pure cane sugar as opposed to other forms of sweetener.
Yeah.
That's fine. I can't do anything.
No. No moving.
No movement.
If you have a ranged attack, you can do that.
Alright, I'll do that.
You can burn an action point if you have an action point remaining and get another move out of that.
I don't want to do that right here, though, with the minions.
You can burn your... You can move again, but then you couldn't attack. So, like, you could move up again, but you couldn't attack anybody.
Okay. I'll just throw a dagger at him.
Okay, roll it.
And I can't hit the broadside of a barn.
I think I hit the wall. Maybe it's stuck in the sarcophagus next time.
Sure.
Boing!
Okay. AC was 16, by the way.
Three.
Okay, Gaz.
Hey, Fengy, when you do that, you're supposed to yell before you throw it. My dagger's seeking treasure!
I thought you were supposed to yell, he's coming right for us.
No, I meant when she throws her dagger at, obviously, you know, unintended targets.
I'm not a ranged fighter.
I'll just take the sly flourish.
And do what exactly? Are you throwing? Or
just,
are you?
I'm just attacking one right in front of me.
All right. You have him. You have combat advantage against him.
He's a minion. He's dead.
But it does give you the extra plus two to hit.
AC 14.
14 does not hit him. Does that include your plus two?
That does not include my plus two.
Okay. With the plus two, that's a 16, okay. Which does hit him, and now he's dead.
Okay.
So it did make a difference.
All right, you got to move in a.
They're not moving anymore.
You got to move in a minor left.
It's
to the end of your next turn, right? Or their next turn. Yeah, they wouldn't be weakened anymore anyway.
They wouldn't be weakened anymore anyway. If it was my next turn.
I like the sound of poker chips.
Move, I'll take up the.
Even the good surrender one.
I watched this show last night. This jeweler retired and got bored.
One.
And his friends took him to a casino. And guy gave him a $10 token for the slot. And he was looking at it.
Going here, like, and then from there, there.
Yeah, this is where you want to end up?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Okay.
Lots of them.
Two, three, four.
And then he went around the country putting in.
Yeah, I could, but then I would.
Tens, other tens.
End up provoking.
$500 ones. He'd play slots for a while. And he'd pick them up and get money from the.
You want to end up there?
Yeah.
The problem was.
Anything with your minor?
I don't have many miners.
They were so perfect. They were almost not.
Now the Warriors get to go.
Because he was that good.
Huzzah.
They finally caught him because he did it too much.
Too much, yeah.
And they
that's so great of it, yes.
But the thing was, they couldn't get him for actually doing counterfeit tokens in Rhode Island, because in Rhode Island, the tokens aren't considered money, so you can't counterfeit them.
Nice.
They got him for transfer, because he had transport like $50,000 worth of tokens over the state line.
But a crit does.
Well, no. Don't you have that thing that cancels crits?
Yes, I do.
He gets crit.
No.
Okay. You don't get crit. 6 points of damage. And then, let's see. Does he actually have a ranged weapon? No, of course not. So he stands menacingly in the background.
Just like that, huh?
Yes, just like that.
But we don't have video.
Alright, that was the end of the round. New round! You roll a d10.
Oh, lore! 5.
4 and 5, okay.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Ka-chonga.
Ka-chonk. 5. Ka-chonk.
I gotta remember this.
So if we. Peton, the door, the sarcophagi closed right now. Is that gonna?
How many bodies did they stick in there? They're like, you're dead, you're dead, you're dead.
Decrepit skeletons go. Three of them on you, at least. I think all three of them have. Yes, all three of them flank you. Terrifyingly enough.
To move.
Kill them all. Slice them. One day.
How are three skeletons on me?
This guy, and this guy.
I was looking at the regular skeletons.
Yeah. In fact, I'm going to move this guy and make him white, because it's more aesthetically pleasing.
He looks more like a skeleton.
For me.
Okay. All of a sudden, the skeleton looks a little healthier.
Okay. 23, 19, 18.
23 hits me.
23. Take 4.
How much?
Iona, you're up.
I need to get over there. I need to get closer to the.
Iona and spear.
You
cannon.
Bloodied yet?
No.
Okay.
Hey, it's Jeremy. How are you doing?
Two. Where
first
exactly
one,
is
one.
This guy?
It's right there.
All right. Yeah, we're just. Running through the dungeon. Eric has presented us with sarcophagus stuffed with millions and millions of dead bodies that keep
Hi,
shooting
Robin.
Out undead.
Feel better.
It's pretty funny. You lost your pants.
Again.
Again.
No, the wizard can't keep his pants on. And in a group of mostly males, that's kind of disturbing.
Yeah, to each his own.
He's just walking around, they just take off.
He stepped on a glyph.
Oh, yeah, the dragon.
Anime well, pants.
Yeah, according to this, he blamed the dragon. Yeah.
The pants went one way, he went the other way.
Seth is claiming it's because of the dragon.
Could be.
Because the dragonborn.
All right, beautiful. I'll call you before I leave. Okay, bye.
Okay, it bursts two if I stand here. Hits him.
Yes. But in order to get there, you would take several attacks of opportunity.
Yeah. You take at least two attacks of opportunity to get there.
I thought that if you walked, you didn't.
You do.
No. If you shift, you don't. You get attacks of opportunity or provoke when you leave a threatened square.
Yeah.
Right now, you are in a threatened square.
Yes.
Why am I in a threatened square?
Because you're adjacent to the one white beastman dude.
This guy right here.
When you move here, what will happen is he'll get a swing at you. Uh-huh. When you move here, he'll get a swing at you. And when you move here, he'll get a swing at you.
Mm-hmm. So there'll be three attacks on you.
But she can't move here because that's the sarcophagus square. But I can move through it.
She can't occupy it.
She can't stand there.
Which would kind of suck because you have to squeeze by as the skeleton's going, stab, stab, stab. Which is giant.
I'm scared. A little more to the left.
What if I ran through it?
You could hold action until somebody else...
Three attacks of opportunity on you.
Could hold action.
You can hold action until I eradicate the minion, and then you step in where the minion was, and you're...
Just tank them all. You know you can do it.
Yeah, but here's the problem, is that that guy that is standing back there is what the problem is, and I need to get him in the...
So hold your action, and let like, me or somebody else take some of these other people out, so then you're not going to get, like, chopped as you go by, and then you can go by and get it.
Because as soon as that guy's dead, you're not in a threatened square anymore.
Right. We can block for you.
Here's where I was.
And you can come out and go, and that'll be it.
I can cast from here, right?
Mm-hmm.
Got the range.
All right. Well, then I will go ahead and cast.
You can light somebody from there, too.
Yep. That's what I'm going to do. All
right.
Three. Okay. This guy?
Yep.
That guy.
Okay.
Lance of Faith. And I'm sure that it won't hit. It's a 7 on reflex.
I'm not going to do it.
What's his reflex?
Reflex is 16.
Yeah, that was a poor roll.
Cheeto!
Okay.
Cheeto the Mighty.
I got a 21. Well, actually, first, before I want to mark the... I want to put the curse on the minion closest to me. That one. He's not going to survive this. And I got a 22 to hit.
Passed.
Yeah. And then I'm going to... 1, 2... And I'm going to appear... 1, 2, 3... 4... 5...
Oh, that'll be a fun spot to appear in.
Yep.
The mage is doing a little...
And then I'm going to use my move action.
To run like a little girl?
Yes. Basically.
Okay.
Careful when you go to sit down, Harley, in your chair.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Okay, you realize that he will get a swing at you.
That's fine.
Okay.
Get him +2 since it's an attack bonus.
Alright, he gets to use his nifty Speed of the Dead ability. When making an opportunity attack, the skill of a warrior gains a +2 bonus to the attack roll and deals +1d6 damage.
So I guess we just
you can't put each other +2.
Alright.
25!
That will hit.
Okay. D8 +2 +d6.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
Fine.
Take 9. He skewers you as you go by.
Do I see anything where I'm at?
You see two altars to Bahamut. Here
Bahamut?
And here. Yes. This is where the starry light seems to be coming from.
But no more undead so far?
Not yet. And you see a set of I believe they're bronze doors there.
Okay. Then I will yell out real quick to the Dragonborn. This is a platinum dragon temple that the undead are desecrating, just thought you'd like to know.
It appears that the altars have script on them. Writing on them.
Probably can't read it from here.
What languages do you know?
Evil? Common and Draconic.
You actually can kind of make them out. If you were closer, you could probably read them.
Okay.
Looks like there's stuff written on them in Draconic.
Sweetness.
That was Cheeto. Cheeto the Mighty. Cowan. The Uber Mighty.
Alrighty. I am going to move action shift. Let's see. Head to the.
A feeling you can shift back into two different squares.
You can shift straight back, yeah.
You can shift straight back, or you can shift back into your.
Am I still marked by that guy?
No.
Okay. Then I'm going to go ahead and shift back to there.
Mm-hmm.
But when you go to sit down, Carly's in your chair.
And then I am going to. Why not? First, I will do Sacred Circle, a close burst 3 zone around myself. All of my allies until the end of the encounter in that area get a +1 power bonus to AC.
Woohoo! Yay!
So, then it's 1.
Okay.
Basically, anyone in that zone.
While we're in that zone?
While you're in that zone, you have a +1 to your AC. I will then spend my other action point to hit this minion, or try to.
Okay. AC is 16.
Dead.
He's dead.
Okay. I hit him with radiant damage for what that's worth.
Okay. He takes mega damage. Mega lots of damage.
Full string strike, so I gain a temporary hit point.
Woohoo!
Yay!
All right. That was Cowan. Fang Yi.
Bring out your dead.
Okay. I'm charging.
Okay. Unfortunately, you can't really charge unless you're...
Run before a charge?
No, you need at least 2 spaces you can move before you charge, and you only have 1 before you actually
engage
an enemy, so
okay,
no charging this time. Alright.
It's a good thing I'm sitting forward.
That will provoke attacks from 3 different guys.
Yep.
Are you okay with that?
Do it to it.
Okay.
You have a +1 to your AC.
Yep.
Minion. Okay, the minion provokes. The minion is +6. 22?
Yep.
Take 4.
Okay.
The decrepit skeleton, the skeletal warrior provokes, and is +12. 17.
No.
The other, 23.
Yes.
Okay. 14.
Take 14?
Take 14.
Okay.
Ow.
Jesus.
No whammies. No whammies.
No whammy. Stop.
I think you heard the foghorn.
I'm going to do... No kidding.
Alrighty.
I'm going to do cleave.
Okay.
On these 2.
Alright. Roll it.
Natural 20.
Woohoo!
Crit.
That's a crit. Alright, what's your max damage?
It's crit on an undead.
Yeah, but it's not a zombie. Oh. At least crit does work on an undead. If that's
11.
What you're asking. Maximum is 11?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. He was already damaged.
No.
So
the one isn't it?
2d6 would be 12, plus 5 is 17.
Oh, 12. 17.
Okay, that sounds better.
Okay.
17, 42, 32, 7 is 5.
Hike.
He's stabby. He's not, he is not bloodied.
He's not unbloodied.
Other guy takes 3.
Ooh, okay.
They have a lot of hit points.
Actually, they just haven't been hit very much yet. Yeah. This is only the second time that one guy's been hit.
It's okay. I'm working my way up there.
All right.
And then can I spend an action point, or is that...
You can spend an action point.
Okay.
That would be your last action point.
That's your last action point.
Yep. I'm healing myself.
Okay.
A little.
You're going to use the... You've already used your second one once. I believe
I have I have unstoppable. Is that the same thing as my second wind?
No. But I was going to say, I believe your magic armor lets you burn another healing
spell. Yeah.
Yeah, so you don't even have to burn the action point.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Where?
It's right here.
I used it already.
Yeah, but you also have...
second wind.
Okay, you have a second wind, which takes a standard action. You have your armor thing, which I think takes a minor action. Well, actually, because you're a dwarf, it always takes minor.
So it's a minor.
Anyway,
but I think she's used the armor today.
Yes, I have.
Okay,
so that's what she said. She used the armor.
So what I have left second wind is either an action point or unstoppable, which I gain 2d6 plus 3 temporary hit points.
Okay.
So. All right.
You've already done your second win for today, right?
Right.
So you've done your second win for the encounter.
So I do the unstoppable.
Okay.
Well, have you actually taken the second win for the encounter yet?
Yes.
Okay.
She did.
Okay. And you've already... Okay.
10.
All right. You gain 10 temporary hit points.
Good enough.
Gaz.
Yeah, that guy that was copying the tokens, the FBI and the gaming thing said that if he had spread it out over the years, they wouldn't have been able to catch him. Because when they sent the so-called counterfeit tokens to the manufacturer, they couldn't find anything. It was crazy. It spent like $100,000, though, to get everything. And it was still illegal.
Yeah.
But it was one of those Breaking Vegas things. It was like,
well, they're going to have to arrest us at some point, you people. Sure.
Should I waste the last minion or should I ignore the last minion?
Get rid of the last minion so that I can get close enough to get rid of the
She needs to get closer.
Okay. Yeah. I'll waste the last minion then. AC 13, I don't think it's going to do it.
Sadly, no. Now, the decrepit warrior, the remaining minion, gets to go. Let's see. We'll try and stab the small, squishy one. And with a 24, probably hit you.
Yeah.
We'll okay. See. Take 4 points of damage. Small, squishy one. And new round. That means I need a d10 roll from you, and I'll do it.
Number 8.
Ka-dunk!
God damn it.
Ka-dunk!
We should have beat on the damn sarcophagi.
Let's see, minions.
No, they didn't come out until you guys started walking that direction. So, see. I will point that out.
Hey, the more minions we kill, the more XP. So, hey, bring them on.
He's up there.
And,
yeah, I'm far away. I don't care.
Okay, so the funny thing was that the minions got to go twice, and the warriors didn't actually get to go at all next time. So, because I made the mistake, we'll just let it pass. So now we have minions.
they were just like, whatever.
They're like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's see. The two brand new minions will both try to stab someone who's soft and squishy, so that's got to be you.
Are you pointing at me?
Yes. Does a 22 hit you?
Yes.
Does a 13 hit you?
No.
Take 4 points of damage. Since the minion had so much fun stabbing you last time, you made an entertaining noise. We'll try and do it again. And crit.
Second chance for that. Mine's two.
It's an AC 22 hit you.
That was at minus two?
Add minus two.
AC 22 hits me.
Okay, take four more. And there were the decrepit skeletons.
Better than that crit, though.
All right, Iona, you're up.
Okay, I'm done. I'm done with you.
Waka waka.
Can you make it over there where Cheeto is?
Probably not without getting hit a lot.
A lot.
No.
I'm okay where I'm at. I'm just...
Well, I just thought if we could trap him in between us, it might be...
Because I'm a killing machine?
Howling vortex.
You are.
Just set up the howling vortex between the two of you. And
okay. Now that I've learned that spell, let me cast it.
All right.
In my mind, they're all dead.
I know.
And I'm running up the walls.
He's like, screw you!
Okay. Cheeto's mind is a very interesting place. He's indeed a legend in his own mind.
All right, hit me.
For how much?
Twice.
Okay, where did you move to?
A minion and a bigger one. A minion and an ivory guy.
Okay. Minion. AC 21?
Yes.
Okay, take 4. Ivory guy. AC 20.
Yes.
Ow. 12 points.
Ow.
A total of 16.
What does that make you? You're bloodied.
I'm sure. I don't know. I can't do math right now. I don't care. Turn undead.
Okay. Which does what exactly?
It's a 1d10 plus 3 radiant damage.
Yeah,
and you can push the target 6 squares. The target is immobilized until the end of your next turn.
And what is it? Is it like
it is a close burst of 2.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
That would hit all the skeletons.
It'll hit everyone except for these motherfuckers that just came
okay.
in.
Okay, and it's versus what?
Versus Will.
Versus Will, okay. 14, Will 15. Okay, start over here. Will 15.
16.
Okay, that'll do it. This one, Will 15.
No.
Will 15.
That doesn't count.
Yes. Will 15.
No.
No. Will 14.
No.
No. Okay, so that one, and that one, I believe, are all 3 that hit. So roll damage 1.
Where's my d10?
I don't know.
I have a d10.
Back 3 dice, 4, it looks like.
That's an 8 plus 3, 11 plus radiant damage.
11
so
plus 5 because they have a weakness to it.
So 16.
Yes.
All of the ones that got hit are immobilized. The misses got half damage.
Okay, hold on just a second. 16. And the misses are half damage.
Misses are half damage.
So 8 damage. Actually, was it 16?
11.
Initially, it was 11.
It was 11.
So it's 5. So it's actually 10. Okay.
And they get moved. Somebody's first.
This guy does not actually take damage on this because he's a minion. You may push them away from you. Where do you want this guy to go?
Let's see.
Drop him.
He has to go this way or this way?
That way.
You move him toward me.
Okay, yeah, move him back towards the walls.
3, 4, 5, 6.
Ew.
That's as far as you can take him.
Now move him up one.
Here? Okay. This guy basically can move over here. Or over here.
No, just move him back.
Okay. And this guy ends up, you have to push him that way.
So again, one, back on the...
3, 4, 5, 6.
I don't want him that far away.
5.
That's fine.
Okay. And this guy doesn't move.
That elf, you didn't.
Okay, so those 3 that moved, they're immobilized.
They're immobilized.
So they need a marker.
In some fashion.
Immobilized.
You got it. Them being pushed by us, that doesn't provoke attacks of opportunity or anything, right?
No.
No, I just thought I'd throw it out there for...
No, no.
All right. Well done, Iona.
Yay.
Cheeto!
Okay.
You've got bad guys.
Yep. Curse that.
I still get a minor action, don't I?
Yes. Yes, you do, in fact.
Well, then I'm going to take my last healing word. My last healing word. I'm sorry, guys, and use it on myself because I only have 8 hit points.
Yeah.
All right.
So.
First, then I curse him. 1, 2, 3, 4. I move over here so I get my concealment. Then I will attack with Witchfire, which is Charisma versus Reflex.
Okay, Reflex on him is 16.
That will be enough.
Okay.
So he is going to take...
Immobilized creatures cannot move from their space. Yeah. That's all of that.
Yeah.
Unless
they
can still move there. They can probably be pushed.
Yeah.
They can be pushed, pulled. Yeah. They can be forced to move by a pull, a push, or a slide.
How long are they immobilized?
Till the end of my next turn.
Okay, he takes 8 points of damage.
Okay.
And he has a -5 to his attack roll.
Okay.
Until the end of my next turn. But then I'm going to burn.
This guy, by the way, is bloodied, as is this guy.
Alright, I'm going to burn an action point. And then blast him. With just an Eldritch Blast.
Okay.
Just.
Well, it's not as powerful as the Witchfire, so. Yeah, that's a crit.
Nice. Max damage.
What's hit you?
Okay.
You're not
laughing. 10, 13. That will be. Oh, wait. You know what? I need to add some more damage to that. Because I thought it would be extra damage. So, 13. Oh, never mind. 13, 14, 15 altogether.
Okay, you're still up.
That's fine.
Barely.
Still. What about the crit? Was that there?
That was the crit.
Yeah, that's with the crit plus my extra damage, and I rolled ones. But that's okay.
All right.
I'm not happy.
Anything else from you?
No.
Cheeto?
I'm done.
Okay.
I will shielding smite the one in front of me. I hit a 22 versus AC.
That'll do it.
Fang Yi, get a +1 to your AC until the end of my next turn. Woo! For 15 points of damage to him.
He's also bloodied.
That was a standard... How are you looking, Pangy?
Well, I have a pretend hit point of 29 right now.
Okay.
But an actual one of 19.
Okay. So. Still not bloody.
Okay. Until the end of the encounter.
You, however, are not looking well.
No, she is not. She's
I'm better. I've got 24. I healed myself for 16 hit points.
She's
so
not
really
bloody?
No,
mm-hmm.
She's better. But I've got 24 hit points total.
Well, then I will be a jackass, use a minor action, and mark the one next to Fangy.
Okay. He's immobilized.
That's nice.
Okay.
Sucks to be him, doesn't it?
All right. That was Cowan. Fang Yi.
Okay. I'm killing this one.
All right. Roll it.
Okay.
Does immobilizing do anything for their AC?
Nope.
No, it just means they can't.
Do I have to roll to hit since he's immobilized?
Yes, you do. That's what I was just asking.
You're kidding me.
I'm not kidding.
All right.
It's glued in place and not...
Yeah,
not
can still, like,
they can still
around.
Do like this.
Well, theoretically, you can still move around in a square.
16. That's why I say glue in place. Yes.
Okay.
Alright. And now it's bloodied.
How many things can we mark them with?
All of them, I think.
I think we need a whole party of paladins and warlocks.
And then is a ranged thing a minor, or is it a standard?
It's a standard.
Okay.
So
So that it for you?
I suppose so.
Okay. Gaz.
He has health issues.
I'm not bloodied yet.
No, you're just surrounded by skeletons.
Yeah, but that's going to change, because I'm telling them to bugger off, as I'm going to go ahead and step over that scene here.
Okay. You will likely provoke.
That's fine. Bring it.
Okay.
Bring it, wenches.
Let's see. Did you move straight? No, you had to go up and over.
Yeah.
Okay, so you'll provoke from the two from
the minions.
Three minions.
At least it's at a minus two.
So.
Plus they have their plus two with the one guy.
He's got an AC. He hit an AC 18.
Nah, with my racial bonus, no.
Okay.
Don't forget, you have plus one to your AC because you're in the zone.
Yeah.
Wait. Let me make sure that. Okay, yeah. Plus six. Okay. Another 18.
Nope.
And an 8.
Nope. That's why I said bring it. Because I've been ignoring that nimble reaction before. So, let's see. Oh, okay. Let's see. Plus 5. Yeah. Okay, come on. Bring it.
All right.
They don't quite have that, but that minus 2 that they get is nice for moving. You know, on a tax opportunity.
All right, so you move. Now what?
That gets me flanked with this bloody true skeleton in front of me?
Yes.
Okay, that's kind of what I thought. Which gives me combat advantage. So let's sneak attack him with the Sly Flourish.
Hey, did you see the new message on our message board from yesterday? It's from a guy in England. You responded to
AC 21?
Yep. That'll be it.
They're asking about the meat smash. Yeah.
Did I not?
There's a demand for it. I'll write up a synopsis of the early campaign. I think you just write down we did stuff. That too.
Things how much?
Happen.
Unless I'm forgetting anything we're adding, it looks like 17 points of damage.
Alright, that's it for him.
That's all she wrote.
That's nice. It for him.
Rock on.
Alright. Now the warriors get to go, but all the warriors that are remaining are immobilized. They're like,
immobilize!
They're like, unfortunately, that one is immobilized and marked by our paladin.
Yeah, but he can't attack, so...
Yeah, he can.
He can attack.
Mm-hmm. He just can't move from his space.
He can't move from his space.
They can attack adjacent foes.
Yeah, so he can attack her.
So he can attack, he'll just take damage and take a minus... minus 2 and take 6 radiant damage.
Which one is... Oh, yeah.
He can attack Fangy, but he's the only one that he can use.
Or he can turn around to attack.
He's also one dead.
This is true.
He'll attack.
His intelligence of 3 is saying... I like bacon.
Brains.
Yeah. Like,
I hate to burn it. Well, yes, bacon. That's true. This is 3, so he will attack. Yes. So he takes a penalty and
takes a minus 2 penalty to attack and takes 6 radiant damage.
And he's okay.
And his thoughts of
so
doing
he tries
that.
To attack you, and he gets an.
A burst of
rolls
flames.
A 18. Rolls a 16. Tries to stab you. 16 AC? No. And the radiant damage flares, and he dies.
That's the Platinum Dragon.
As he takes 11 points of damage.
The Platinum Dragon's like, no.
Bomba goes,
pretty much.
Ass.
Yeah. As he had 11 left.
Bursts into flames, yeah.
So. You can be a total jackass with this marking thing. With
the yes, you can.
There are some restrictions to it, but...
We're going to run into an evil paladin at some point. We're going to get screwed.
But it's going to be funny.
Indeed. So, let's see. No one else is within striking distance of anybody. So, new round, which means...
Who wants
another
to roll?
Set of rolls.
I'll roll.
2.
On the dice, 20.
1.
One and 2.
One. Fuck my shoe.
There's so many bodies. There's like a shoe
And there's a guy up there going, chunk, 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 chunk.
It's
cemetery's
on the
out. Yeah.
It's on the
no, it's the catacombs. They're just, you know, they're coming up from the catacombs. It's
they're clay pigeons.
I guess.
And the decrepit skeletal warriors get to go.
And I was worried about, like, you know, sacrilegious, you know, and looting. Well, these guys are already undead. They're just...
They're going to move up so they can swing at you. These guys actually are just going to hang out and fire at somebody. Since you're the closest, they'll shoot at you. It'll be great.
That's nice.
Do they have shotguns?
No, they have arrows. They have bows. They only have arrows, but they're going to use them anyway.
They just have arrows. Yes. They hurl them.
They have short bows. Plus 6 versus 8.
They have boomsticks.
So 24 hit you.
Yes.
Okay, that's take 4. That was from 2 different arrows. Then... The 3 guys get to swing at you. Does an 18 hit you?
No.
Does a 16 hit you?
No.
Okay. The others miss.
I'm gonna skirt.
Iona.
She taunting me, scam.
Lance of Faith at the.
Because we're not gaining any ground here, so I think it's
the
time
ugly
to
skeleton over there.
Okay.
Oh, are you going to kill my buddy?
Yeah.
Kill my buddy.
Or do you want me to kill this one?
Yeah, go for that one.
I don't know if I
me,
can.
Me and him are having a nice little fun game.
Yeah, but if she blows him up, don't you get a teleport?
Well, that's true.
Yeah, you do.
I guess he could do that, and I could teleport on the other side. Okay. Doesn't really matter. Kill whoever you want.
Shake and bake. We'll make more.
If I stand over here, I can still hit. I should
shake
be able
and bake,
to hit
baby.
Yeah. Okay. That's being 5. Okay, Lance of Faith.
All right. Who are you lancing?
The skeleton over here.
Okay. You realize if you do that, he'll get a swing at you.
Why does he get a swing at me?
Because you're doing a ranged attack in his threatened area.
That's fine. Let him swing at you. You can take it.
Well, if he crit.
He won't.
Taking the swing or not?
Yeah, I'm going to take the swing.
AC 7. He tries
to.
Actually, it was AC 9. Take it back.
17, 21 against reflex.
That'll do it. How much damage?
Sweat, Guano!
And is it radiant?
Yes, it is.
He wraps himself up in a
cover. How much damage?
So, 6.
6?
And let's see.
Plus it's radiant, so he takes extra damage.
Yes.
Alright, so 6. He explodes!
Explode on. Now the question is, if we take out the last boss, do the minions keep appearing? Or if we just let the boss sit there, do the minions pile up and we just gain more
experience?
We don't
know if that boss
I want to try to get up to see what's on those.
Yeah, we that's need to go up why I was further, considering getting rid of that skeleton, but talked me out of it and I got
right,
one back there.
Is that it for you, Iona?
Let's see, I moved, I...
You moved, you attacked. I think all you have left is a miner.
Healing wishes.
Do you need to be healed?
No, I'm teasing.
Because I can burn it.
No,
I can
I'm
burn
good.
An action
I'm
point.
I'm good.
Okay.
Actually, I don't think you can. Well, anyway.
Yeah, I can.
You can use healing word twice this encounter.
I can use career light wounds.
Oh, well, there you go. Okay. All right, so are you done?
Oh, crap, I am bloodied now.
So you do need... Do you need healing?
Like, my God.
Huh.
The
so I'm bleeding now. Yes. I think that's supposed to be on the inside.
Perhaps I should go ahead and use Cure Light Wounds on you. I can.
If you would be so kind, yes.
Yeah. Okay. I can.
Nice shot.
You burn the action point. Is Cure Light? What exactly is Cure Light Wounds? Is it a range? Is it what?
It's a melee touch, which
I'm melee touch. Okay. So you smack him upside the back of the head.
Yeah, the target regains hit points as if he spent a healing surge.
All right.
I'm assuming because I'm the one that healed you and acted it, that means that you also get it at a +8.
Yes.
Okay. So,
so healing surge plus 8.
Or technically plus 9 because I leveled since the last time that I did.
Alright, healing surge plus 9. Oh, that is in the inside. That's good. Okay.
Oh, look, it's magical.
Alrighty.
Well, I now think the Keto,
the remaining warrior.
Can you read those altars?
Do you want me to?
Go see what they say.
I think watching your guts come out and then go back in would probably be more disturbing than just watching them go. See, that ain't supposed to be there, but that ain't supposed to happen either.
It's magic. Just go with
as
it.
As your guts right, get slurped you back up through a straw.
Okay, well, I'm going to first attack the guy.
All right. Be attacking.
Well, same one.
What, a reflex, AC? What,
yeah, reflex.
Reflex is 16.
11.
Do that math.
Does he have anything penalties on him? No, he doesn't.
No.
All right, well, I miss.
Okay. You get a move. You get a minor.
Can I read it from here?
Yes.
I'm gonna read it.
Okay, it says...
No, no, no. Don't read it out loud.
It says, if you're this close,
explosive room... Ah!
The DM is quite good.
Eric is a carpetbagger.
Is a second wind, by the way, is that a standard?
It's a standard. Okay. The platinum dragon is my rock, my fortress, and my deliverer. He is my stronghold, my refuge, and my armor against the foes of life. I need only kneel and offer him praise.
Oh, okay. I've got a minor action left.
Yes, but you can't do that as a minor.
Aw. Sadness.
It says specifically...
Kneeling and giving kneeling praise and offering the praise dragon is not a minor action.
It's a standard action.
Well, then I will spend burn an action point.
And do it? Okay.
And then I will offer praise, as well as a little bit of treasure, because he's a dragon.
All right.
There's a hold on
the
there. The
area becomes extremely bright.
And then a dracolich goes,
in the entire western corridor in dim light. The skeletons immediately stop attacking and return to their sarcophagi.
Damn it! Damn it!
Hey, we encountered them.
I still think we should get points for that skeleton. He was mostly dead.
He was mostly dead.
Like I said, we encountered
but Eric's a carpetbagger.
I mostly killed him. I should get points for it.
Too.
Now in Keto's head, there's cheers and halfling women.
Halfling class, halfling women.
I'll come back down this way. 99 virgins, you know, so.
As he's strapping up, never mind.
I'll come down towards these wonderful altars to my beautiful deity.
I'm gonna burn a healing surge because.
Well, now that the encounter's over, we can burn as many.
Now the encounter is over.
So we get our encounter action point. Do we get our short rest?
You get your short rest. You do not get an action point.
Well, so we have to have another encounter.
Have another encounter before you get another.
The question, though, is
really? About this is our next
dark.
Now this
our benefit to our healing surges.
You don't get benefits from your healing surges. It's whether or not it's only a benefit of when I enact one of my healing powers.
So your healing surges go back to normal.
They all go back?
No. What I'm saying is the amount healed by them goes back to normal as opposed to being bumped by Pocket due to her encounter.
Okay.
You spend as many healing surges as you wish, provided you have them.
Do you have anything that heals like just key points?
No.
It's all or nothing with me.
All right. I need a day to go by.
Well, I'm going to go up to the altars and give thanks to my wonderful deity that I love.
Okay.
I will do the same.
Feel warm and tingly.
good. I think this might be a nice place to rest.
Please.
I think so, too.
Being watched over by the great Platinum Dragon.
He is great and mighty.
Really? Are you sure? They're still dead people.
But they apparently were protecting his altar.
Okay. Would it be sacrilegious to, like, jump on the altar and take a nap on it since it's doing?
Yes. Yes, it would.
Hey. Don't hit me, please.
What's your perception bonus? You.
What's my passive perception?
Yeah, your passive perception.
Passive perception is a 12.
You.
That's like a 10.
10 plus your bonus.
That is my bonus. I have a minus 7.
So it's plus 10 plus your perception is your passive?
Yes.
So 16.
13.
14.
Okay. Now I have a much higher insight.
Well, actually, yes, I was going to say, and technically we all get a plus 1 to insight.
Yeah, as soon as an insight roll comes up.
What exactly is an insight?
It's
like if you're trying to see if somebody's lying.
Oh, okay.
Versus a bluff.
It's like your gut feeling.
Okay.
Well, does the other altar say the same thing?
Yes, the other altar says the same thing.
Well, we should just, if we're going to stay and rest here, then we should pick a side and then kind of sleep behind it and against the wall. And we should also search for secret doors.
Do you want to run the risk and see what's in beyond these two doors? No, what do the doors look like?
Probably
no.
The older mage is wearing
a large bronze
no,
doors.
No, not yet.
Have a. An image of a man in plate mail, very crudely carved. In.
Which way do those bronze doors swing?
In or out?
They swing in.
I think that it's a holy place in there, because it is flanked by these two beautiful altars to my Platinum Dragon God.
Yeah, there's a possibility that those dudes we just killed are used to be like followers.
Well, I am a follower.
He just killed the dude. Right. In his face.
But then we gave supplication. We were.
It's all good now.
Humble before the mighty.
I don't think we're gonna be allowed to loot him.
I don't want to loot him. My thought was, you know, yes, I believe the Platinum guy is gonna protect us here. But what happens if some more adventurers come wandering down the hall and trigger all the skeletons while we're asleep again?
That's why I'd like to see what's in here before we decide to rest up.
Okay. Go ahead. I don't have much time, but if there's any baddies on there,
I'll go by my lonesome.
I'll go with you. We've had a short rest, yes?
Yes.
So we
disengage.
Should all go.
Disengage. I am not part of this party.
We should all probably
I will go up and humbly pray to Bahamut all the way.
Okay.
Open the door.
Let's see. Can you tell if these yours?
Yes.
Is your fence? Yeah. I need a knight.
A filthy English knigget.
Welcome to the Hall of the Death Knight.
Or an Indiana Jones in leather, strange garb knight.
He chose poor.
Oh, I got it.
Don't drink the cups. Don't drink from any of them. He offers you a cup, don't drink from it. Doesn't matter.
Open up the doors. You push in the two doors, and the raised dais in this old crypt holds a single coffin. Carved on the lid of a coffin, carved badly, I might add, is a warrior in plate mail with a sword laid across his chest, which points at his feet. But you come in there, and on the walls are carvings to Bahamut.
Let's give him 30 seconds to see if he's alive. He's still alive.
But you look around and it doesn't take an expert to notice that this was not done by an expert. Like, this was not done by somebody who really knew what they were doing.
Maybe it was a quick burial.
Yes, but it was
The effort is there, though. Would gather. Doesn't take a perfect artist to show the love for the platinum dragon.
I could use stick figures too.
Does it look like it's hasty or just poor workmanship?
Just poor workmanship.
I will go up to the sarcophagus.
Make a religion check.
Natural 20. 26.
I got a 22.
Your religion, their gods.
The work is poor work, but there seems to be a mix of, I would call it, backhanded praise. Praise Bahamut. You don't call Bahamut Bahamut. You say praise the planet, right?
Yes.
So Bahamut is named specifically. And that can be kind of a...
Sacrilegious?
Sacrilegious.
Ooh, maybe it's mocking.
Hmm. Okay.
Do you guys want to move in the room, or do you guys want to stay outside?
I would like to be
But
in
it
the
could
room.
Also have been done by someone who didn't understand that.
Who do you want to be?
I'll stay.
Given by the workmanship.
Who do you want to be?
Just in case.
Take it in.
I'm watching Praise Back. Yeah, some notes.
Okay.
So like somebody like me did this.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you're saying.
Yes.
That makes sense.
Cody, hey, he's up.
So what are you guys doing?
Is there any writing on this badly drawn coffin?
No. I mean, it looks like it was... Does anybody have... We have an architecture skill these days.
I have
engineering,
history,
engineering.
Engineering would probably be the closest thing under here.
And religion.
Guess do engineering.
What about history though?
Sure, it's history.
17 on history.
Ooh, a 27 on history.
You look a little bit closer at this, and the way that all the carvings are done is it looks like, it doesn't look like it was bad workmanship as much as it was bad tools. Like, instead of using a chisel, it looks like they use a knife. Like, whoever did this, or whatever group did this, it looks like when they did it, they didn't have the right tools to do it.
But the outside looks better. Like all the stuff
outside,
that was outside?
There looks about the same. It's marginally better.
Yeah, we're not talking about the doors. We're talking about the...
Like the sarcophagi?
The sarcophagi.
It looks kind of like the sarcophagi out there. Not very well done either. I mean, it looks like it was all... Like this whole area really was done with makeshift tools. Is really what it looks like. Like whoever did this didn't have a hammer and chisel, didn't have, you know, any of the stuff that they really needed to do what they did.
Well, it was obviously a blessing though, because we still got. Mm-hmm. I mean, there was still a divine favor.
I'm going to open the sarcophagus.
Okay. The heavy coffin lid explodes in a flurry of dust. A humanoid skeleton girded in plate armor rises from the cloud. It holds aloft the longsword and cries, "The rift must never be reopened. State your business, or prepare to die."
I'm gonna start screaming like this.
Does he have a symbol of Bahamut on him anywhere?
Yes.
I kneel before him.
You feel his undead eyes burning into your skull.
Forgive the trespass, my lord.
I'm gonna still scream like a little girl so somebody smacks me.
Smack! We are only seeking sanctuary from the denizens of this horrible place. And we wish to, obviously, prevent any rift from being opened. We have been following a... What was that guy's name?
I've got it written down somewhere.
We have found evidence that someone is trying to open the rift.
The rift must not be reopened.
Kalaril.
Kal-El. Yeah, that's right.
Someone by the name of Kal-El is opening the rift, and we've stumbled upon this reverent place.
Why should I believe you?
If you look into my soul, and I throw my sword down at his feet, I am a holy warrior of the Platinum Dragon. I supplicate myself to his warriors.
Follow Bahamut.
I follow the Platinum Dragon, yes.
You are screams.
Well, he stopped screaming.
I'm not screaming anymore.
It smells bad over here.
These are my compatriots. They're here here with me to prevent this rift from being reopened.
I didn't know we were here for a rift.
Shut up.
I don't remember him. That's good.
Why should I believe you?
Because I'm the one that prayed at the altar out there that stopped all your undead dudes from killing us in a holy temple with undead dudes.
Dude.
Undead. Wait a second.
Shut up. Let's dragon talk.
He asked me a question. He's looking at me. You gotta answer the big guy.
The little fool makes no sense. Why should I not kill him?
Because he means well. Because
it would make you much sad.
What he lacks in words, he makes up for in actions. His heart is true.
Well, of course.
You get a bonus to that.
What's the bonus I get?
That's a plus one.
Okay, that's a 22 on diplomacy. Yes, 22.
Okay. Well-spoken words. I will take the state of his heart on faith rather than checking it myself.
That would probably be good because I like the heart.
Why are you here?
I'm in service to follower of the Platinum Dragon.
Your words stink of lies.
That was bad.
Roll a bluff check. Or diplomacy, depending on what you're trying to do.
I'll bluff him.
Is there any possible way I could get off a beguiling tongue before he does that? Probably not.
15?
Okay. You.
I'm not in there.
He's outside.
I mean, you. Okay. You just shut the door.
I was like, yeah, whatever. I'll just wait here for you guys.
Why are you here?
A priestess from my my order sent me out to right wrong, and there appears to be great wrong happening here.
What god do you follow? And why should I not send you to see him?
Because Paylor, though he is a great and mighty god of the sun, also respects the Platinum Dragon.
Roll a religion.
Hopefully that's true.
No, because I just failed my religion check. It was a 9.
Why should I not cut the tongue from her lying mouth? Do not move.
You just threatened our priestess, and while I'm little and you're big...
Do not move.
Forgive his trespass, forgive their trespasses. They know not what they say. As far as the proper way to address someone of your reverence.
I am not reverent.
I will point out that originally this character was supposed to be a priestess of Bahamut, but we were not aware of that until after we started playing. So
you betrayed your god Bahamut and then broke the dinner?
Obviously, you are unrestful for a reason, my lord.
Yes.
You are a faithful follower of the Platinum Dragon. We here are here with good intentions. They have followed me here on this quest, and we intend to make sure this rift remains sealed,
possibly closed for eternity. Perhaps give you the final piece you need.
Only the diplomacy checks.
I rolled a 21 in diplomacy.
Yeah, 24. Okay.
I believe you. You are here to help.
It was not my purpose to offend.
What happened? What happened to the key?
It's infested.
Yeah, like goblin shit.
We found goblins.
Well, it is.
Goblins and undead, and we have evidence of someone by the name of Calorel, who is talking about opening the rift. But there is evidence of a death cult, possibly in connection with this Calorel.
A cult.
Oh, yeah, and that one big O guy.
It has been quite some time since this keep has been in,
well, in great
proper
repair.
Use.
Yes. You guys normally have... Zimbles. That's what I tell them. Fine.
Divot.
I thought you might like to know.
I failed in my responsibility. I allowed the influence of the Shadow Rift and my knowledge of the crumbling empire to distract me from my sworn oath. The corruption that lies on the other side of this rift touched me and triggered that disaster.
We wish to make amends for that.
I am past redemption. Perhaps I can aid you. I cannot leave this crypt, but Akris can. Perhaps this weapon, unlike me, can be redeemed. I give it to you that you might purge Shadowfell Keep of those who worked to open the rift.
Take it with sincere reverence, of course.
You may rest here. My fellow knights will not attack again.
We appreciate your kindness.
Can you tell him not to, like, hover above us at night? Please, God!
It's creeping me out. He's still sitting there staring at me. I'm a perfectly nice guy.
We thank you for your hospitality and your eternal patience.
I'll curtsy.
Patience only that of someone who is knowing of the Platinum Dragon's wishes would show.
He lies back down.
Sweet. Throw a blanket over his head.
Hey, he said we could rest here. He seems like a nice guy. He's dead.
Yes.
Just I'd like to research the magical spell Cork.
Well, let's see. It might be a ritual. I'll look it up for you.
I think we need a cone of silence. Just, you know, wrap around him.
A collar of silence. Go click.
Ew.
Well, the good news is that was a second encounter, so you guys get another action point.
Yes, we're gonna rest anyway.
Yeah. So they all go away.
I'm gonna burn a hill in the third one.
I open the door and say, hey, let's take you guys along.
We're gonna camp in this creepy place.
Where's the creepy Gengar?
Don't go over there. There's a creepy.
I will leave knife. I will leave my okay. sword at the top of the stairs there.
Okay.
And I will take the one that.
Alright, it is a longsword. Let me find it here.
Thank you.
It is a +1 longsword. It is inlaid with platinums.
Actually, it was like an eight, so yes.
It has a line of 3 white diamonds set in the flat of the blade and a pommel carved to resemble the head of a noble dragon. Provides you with a +1 bonus on attack rolls and damage rolls and deals an extra 1d6 damage on a crit. In addition, it has a single daily power that can be activated as a free action. When you drop an undead enemy to 0 hit points, you gain 1 healing surge. Once a day.
Alrighty then.
But only once a day.
So still better than a poke in the eye with a sharp stick.
Not to mention the extra damage on crits is nice.
Well, but it says a die damage, right?
1d6.
1d6.
But so if you're critting, aren't you doing max damage?
Not with magic items.
You crit and you do the extra. You don't. You have. You still have to roll the extra damage.
Mm-hmm. Ah.
Yeah. Well, and actually, I think that's actually all magic weapons do that now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Whatever the plus is, you get that many extra d6 in damage on a crit. So, like, if a plus 4, it's an additional 46 nice. Damage on a crit. In addition to max damage.
I will point out, I did not go in there on purpose.
That's why.
Because I have no diplomacy. And would have gone horribly wrong.
Next time we're going to talk to tell me. Because I can make us this lie and lie like craziness. Or tell the truth even more better. More better. More better. Better than...
Horror.
Right.
We got better.
No, I'm supposed to touch his forehead and go sleep.
Actually, they have a silence ritual. It's only level 1. We could buy one. It's only 75 gold.
We need to get us some of that for him.
So I say we rest.
Yeah.
Okay.
Wholeheartedly retain all of our stuff.
I second that emotion.
I need another.
Because I need my stuff back.
We all need our stuff back.
We all do.
All new.
Mm-hmm. Used my last healing surge to kill myself.
I forgot, I never had a cherry one before.
You guys want me to pick something while we're in here?
We're
having cherry. The original one's from strawberry.
Twizzler's Twist.
Oh, no, I'm talking about the nibs.
The nibs are,
No, not the nibs.
Nibs are only in cherry, but regular Twizzlers are strawberry.
I think if I get up to 50 gold,
the description for this
I'm going to get a hold of the ritual scrolls for Tensor Floating Disc, because then we can cast that. And for 24 hours, we can carry the
sword
on.
Is on page...
Well, it's 250 extra pounds. I mean, that's going to be nice.
Oh, we're back up again?
Yep, full surges. Yes.
You guys can take an extended rest for 6 hours.
Five healing surges to the left.
Do you wish to post watches, or are you going to trust the goodwill of the creepy undead guy?
I'm staying up because
I don't know anything about this creepy undead guy. So...
We'll be fine.
Oh, don't worry. I tell you the whole story about the undead guy that sits right over there.
Oh, okay.
We peach on the door so that nobody can open it from the outside.
Hey, Ethan, can I think get another one of these?
No. Why do you want another one?
Because of my healing surgery.
No, you can't have another one.
Nope. It's you. Sorry. Thank you.
Jesus, man. Demand it.
What do you want to do?
Come on, cast water breathing on me. Try to breathe water now.
Oh, my druid will cast air breathing next
time. Okay, well then we're both dead.
Aha, now you can be there!
But I can already breathe there.
Oh.
Shut up, have a wyvern.
Watch it, it'll spit acid on you.
Probably. What do you have in your diet that causes you to spit acid? Sweet. That is kind
of
cool.
It's out of the,
What did you do with the other figs? Isn't he out of the...
He's out of the Against the Giants. You get one big figure and then a bunch of small ones.
I thought he was the...
What's that out of?
The Against the Giants D&D Minis line. It's the new set they put out. You get one big figure and then a bunch of small ones. This is just the one I got in the pack. They're all randomized.
The other giant one they had, that's how I got the Tiamat. It was out of that.
No, this is the new set.
I know, but...
Yeah.
I need to actually pick one of those up.
They're a bit more expensive because you're guaranteed to get a big figure.
Yeah.
Right. Everybody gets another 375 experience points.
Surprise, sir.
375?
Yes.
And some probably very stale Coke.
We get what?
Everyone gets another 375 experience points.
Oh. That's it. Yeah.
What does everyone add?
We're at 1280 if I had it down right.
Plus 375?
Yep.
1655.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So you're about halfway to third level.
Where's the pop-up?
In the garage fridge. Billy's dog's still up there gonna...
Didn't get me?
No, he's gonna bark.
He'll bark, but he shouldn't.
He usually wags his tail. He's vicious.
He should be alright.
Yeah, he just barks a lot.
If he bites me, I'll bite him back.
He's never actually gone after anybody. And as long as Xena knows you...
Fear.
Anybody follow you?
Very hard to open.
Well, I cranked it down tight to try and make sure it was still busy, but...
Ninja.
Ninja.
Pirates?
Okay. Vampire.
A ninja pirate family?
Well, basically, though, I was thinking maybe I need a snack or something.
We can get you a snack.
Let's get snacks.
We'll take a quick break for snacks.
Snacky cakes. I need
quick break for snacks.
Break for snacks.
You brought stuff with us. Mm-hmm.
I get points for that.
You do.
Yeah, Sheena's gets extra experience points for bringing food.
She gets healed completely, plus she gets an extra healing surge.
Woohoo! You probably want some.
Yes, Sheena, so bring us food. You get all of your healing surges back, and you recover all of your daily powers.
You want some? No.
Excellent! It's funny that I already got those.
Well. Then the bonus is lost.
You like my bonus.
So when we bring the DM a marshmallow gun to shoot the loudmouse at the table with, does that also get us bonus powers?
Try and see. How about just bring a Nerf gun?
Try and see.
Nerf bazooka.
I do happily accept bribes. I've
it's
always said that.
How he accepts them from everyone but me. I think that's unfair.
He has to be extra critical of you, though. You can bribe him in other ways.
I know! But he won't even take those bribes!
That's up to... That's him, man.
Sometimes I wonder what kind of man he is.
My name is Paul, and this is between you all.
Alrighty. So, all right. We've cleared out the keep. And we're ready to go home.
Yes, there's the matter of the... sure, you've cleared out the keep, you're ready to go home. There's the matter of the rat skull with gems in its eyes that she picked up earlier.
Oh, crap! Yeah.
That would be her problem. I'm leaving.
Yes. Yes, now it floats above her and we're looking at all of you.
Taking my chips, man. Who is? All right, him.
Well, there's this
hand. No, he gets this. That's all you get. Now I get a new handful.
Well, that's between you guys. I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, Donnie, all right. Like this.
It's a new day. You're hanging out in the badly made tomb.
Hi, sweetheart.
Did you ever get that guy's name?
Nobody ever asked.
I don't want to know his name.
Is it written anywhere?
In the room.
Doesn't seem to be.
Do you want to go knock on his home?
No.
I mean, because he's right there.
You know what? Go knock yourself out. You want
no,
to
no,
know?
That's why I'm fine. No, no.
You have free will, you can.
He does not like me.
Go over there and go. See what happens.
Stop! Boom! Gonna need another halfling.
No. The party's already got one, and I'm not going over there. So.
Like I said, his brother's name is Cheddar.
And that's exactly like Cheddar.
Better or what?
Haven't decided what class he is.
Are you trying to take that?
There's a whole family.
Are you sure he's not fabulous?
He could be Pat's not. Friend.
I don't know why
Pat's
he's not.
Special friend.
Are you sure that you don't? We can have some real one.
It's okay. Yeah, you can. I pass this down. Eric. Partake.
Alright, we're standing in a big void.
Yeah, the room has just disappeared in its emptiness.
Now, I guess at this point, do we want to go to those stairs going down, or do we want to go back to the area we came in because there are more doors there?
Go back to the area that we came in.
I think we want to come back where.
I think that is excellent. Yes.
Because I choose B. Oh.
Well, let me stop.
I think we also determined that the way that we came had not been touched for a very, very long time. So.
All right.
Why don't we? I mean, okay. I know we don't want to talk to the big creepy guy. But he might know where the source of the red blood is. I'm gonna go stand outside. And you can ask.
You may have
Jesus. I think he's helped us enough already. I don't want to.
Yeah, we don't want to attack his deadness. It's just.
I don't want to poke the sleeping dog anymore.
Poke him! Poke him with a stick!
You poke him with the stick,
okay.
Boy.
I never met him.
No, don't poke him with a stick. It's bad for all of us. Because he's going to go,
smite you all.
It's my fault. What?
Yeah. Back to where we first came in, you know, with the pit trap?
Yes.
Weren't there more doors, like, going south?
You came up through the,
There's another hallway.
The door that...
Yeah. Because we... Where is it that we came in here?
You came in here.
Okay.
And what you did was you came down here, right, and down these doors and down these steps, and this is where you went and frolicked with the undead.
Right. So, okay, I think we're facing those. Are those stairs down then? Right there?
You have not opened that door.
Okay.
I think you did open the door. The stairs are going down.
Okay, so we have...
And there were three doors up here that nobody looked at.
Let's go to those doors up there before we take any stairs.
Mm-hmm. Is that good? Want to go to the doors up there?
We're going to go to that room number 2, yeah.
Yeah, we got
to
clear out this level.
Good, you win.
Na 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 na.
Score!
That's the part that I have drawn.
Whoa, whoa, in that case.
Well, drawn it. We need to go down.
Wait a minute.
Whoa, before you get too far,
I'm going to stab you.
And,
Stabinating my brother.
And the bastard cottages. Wait a minute, you're stabinating with bathroom cottages?
Well, he's stabinating and bathroom cottages. I don't know why you're stabbing bathroom cottages, but you know.
You can stab with anything, really.
You're doing your thing there, man.
It's anything, really.
You know, if you play the game and you light the peasants on fire and they walk in the bathroom cottage
and set them on fire,
you set them on fire.
All right, y'all are here. Arrange yourselves.
Did you notice that?
Somebody put me in the room.
That's the player's handbook cover.
You want to pull the womb, please.
Oh, it is.
Thank you.
All right, y'all are here.
Back to the old roots.
All right. I don't want to be on top of the... That seems kind of...
So there's double doors, single door, single door?
Yes.
Okay.
The corridor widens into a long, narrow chamber. Doors are set in the northeastern and western walls, and iron double doors stand to the east. Faint bloodstains streak the floor between the western door and the northern door. There are blood, kind of this faint blood strains that go from there to there.
Oh, no, that seems bad.
And...
So we're sure that Seth got out. You can get his pants, right?
I hope so.
Everybody roll a perception check.
Oh, crap. Hey, I got a 20.
19.
A natural 20.
18.
18.
18.
19. I actually made a good perception.
Dr. Sayer.
9.
Natural 20.
19.
Everything is clear to you all of a sudden.
Holy crap! My sinuses are clear.
You don't want that here.
You discovered, discovered Afrin. It's awesome.
Yes, you discovered Afrin. To the north, you hear the excited babble of goblin voices beyond the door.
Hey, guys.
Oh,
I think there's gobos.
Gobos.
Yeah.
Ahead.
Hey.
Beyond the door. Which door?
The door to the north.
The door to the north. That door.
This door.
All right.
Well, do we want to open that door?
This door right there.
Well,
it was just the way you said it. It reminded me of the,
There's a door.
That creepy
door.
David Bowie, Labyrinth.
Labyrinth, yeah.
Hey, maybe we can talk to him. You go talk to him. I'll prepare this bomb.
You know, in Labyrinth, David Bowie was the Goblin King.
Yeah. It was.
True. So are they singing and dancing?
Yes, they are.
Well, one's actually gone to
the Lord. You're big, don't be the Lord.
Open the door, there's a man, and they're dancing with goblins, and he's really tight pants.
And a really bad 80s hairdo.
Well, it was a cool show.
He looks rather alluring.
And there's a man standing behind him, juggling a ball.
I'm trying to open the door.
I'm waiting for the GM to come back here.
I'm just asking.
All right. What are y'all doing?
You need me to open the door?
Hold on, sure.
Well, before we proceed, do we want to take the direct approach, or do we want to sneak in, or do you want me to just bash the door in.
Bash the door in.
Bash it in.
That's well, my ad for sneaking, yes, but not everybody can sneak. So
yes, the door. She says bash it in.
Fangy, you're the battering ram of us, I think.
Let's bash it.
How about we all move up and you bash the door down, Fangy.
Fangy gets to bash the door in.
Okay. I'm running and bashing.
Running and bashing.
Running and bashing.
Okay.
Are you screaming while you're doing
it? Complicated, but all right.
Yes.
You seen the bank job yet?
I haven't. I want to, though.
It's pretty funny.
It's good.
We were in it the other day, and it was...
Oh, is it out now?
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm.
Cool. It's good. All right.
All right.
You just see it.
Kick open the door.
Kaboom.
I'm sorry, Tom.
I've been watching the old
Paul
Rowe series from BBC.
Boy Rot!
It's really good.
You right here then?
Yep.
Alright, hold on a second.
The bank job was not the movie I expected, but it was still very good.
It was really good.
I don't know if Doctor said it was a fun movie. It was a good movie. I want to see
Eric
it.
Eric and I really liked it.
It's set in the 70s, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Based on a true story.
Mm-hmm.
And Jason Statham's in it. I like Jason Statham. You know, Transporter 3 comes out Thanksgiving.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Death Race, man.
Hey, that comes out in August, so...
I know!
You get that, and then...
Death Race.
Death Race.
Death Race.
Like,
Jason Statham!
Death Race 3, Death Race 2000 or whatever.
Whoa.
No idea. Remake with Jason Statham.
Yes. And
you
Ian
get more points for hitting old people.
And Ian McShane is in it.
Ian McShane.
Director is Paul W.S. Anderson, the guy who did...
They will let all Mortal old Kombat. People form the hit, and instead he drives
it's
off.
Not at all like that, right. Actually.
No.
For
the preview, it's not at all like
cool.
that.
Mm-hmm.
They're all in a prison.
Mm-hmm.
It looks cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, so it's going to be more realistic.
No.
Oh, yeah,
no.
Especially when the navigators
come
in.
No, it's not. Yeah. They bring in the navigators from the women's prison.
From the
and of course,
amazingly hot women's prison.
only people who can be navigators here are incredibly hot women from this prison.
That's true.
Yes.
That have big.
I think that's on the law, like law book.
Yeah.
And Jason Statham is just awesome.
Mm-hmm.
We need to see that anyway.
Okay, so
I think that comes out like a week or so after.
We slay them all with our
okay.
eyes. We have eye rays.
I'm sorry.
You boot in the door, and what you see are a bunch of goblins and a hobgoblin. The goblins, it looks like the two goblins, the hobgoblin is the one at the back, the green guy at the back by the fire pit. That red thing is supposed to be a fire pit.
Grill.
And he's actually wielding this hot poker, and he's yelling in goblin at basically everybody in the room.
All right.
Does anyone actually know goblin?
I don't think so.
I do not know the language of the lesser green skins.
Okay. He has goblin.
All right, well...
what are they saying?
basically, he's ranting about how worthless they are and how they haven't had anybody good to torture in a while, and if they don't get somebody to torture in the next day, that all of them are going on the block.
And then the door gets kicked in.
And then the door gets kicked in.
No.
Almost as if on cue.
Yes. Yeah.
In
fact, you're about to break in, and he goes, wait.
Wait for it.
Now.
Yeah. And, you know, something about, damn it, if I have to bring Splug back here, you know, I'm tired of torturing Splug. I want somebody new. And then you bust in the door.
Yep.
And everybody's like, arr?
You just volunteered to be Splug.
You just volunteered to be somebody new.
Yeah, well. All right.
Well, that's what I say to Fang Yi as Fang Yi goes in. Your name just became Splug.
Are we playing Feng Shui yet? Can we attack both of them at once?
I want to run on bullets.
Yeah, can I just like run one of them and hack him?
Hold on a second. Everybody needs to roll initiative.
I just want gun codas, dude. Come on.
If I ran...
I get the plus one in initiative.
Would you and Robin be interested if I ran Feng Shui at some point?
Yeah.
Aw, man.
I mean, it really depends on how things are going, but yeah.
When I'm prepared, I get a good initiative score.
Mm-hmm. I get 21.
I don't know. I haven't had a good initiative score all day, so that was much better.
All right.
10. I got a crappy one this time.
Hangy.
16.
Gaz.
18.
Cheeto.
21.
Woo!
Cowan.
20.
Okay. Let's see.
Well, and they should be surprised.
I would hope if our GM wasn't a carpetbagger.
Just for that, you're surprised.
Oh, damn it. I'm surprised because the door suddenly broke. Whoa, the door! My God!
Because the door hit it and it imploded out.
Whoa.
Shards.
Whoa. No, I'm looking at the cover to the first feng shui book and trying to figure out the physics on it.
Yes. Don't do that.
And this doesn't work.
Your brain will hurt.
It's like...
All right, I will give them perception checks to see if they are surprised.
They are. They should be.
All right. He's surprised. They are not surprised.
Well, they're
that guy
dumb.
Is surprised.
Yes, they are.
I've completely emptied this, by the way.
One of them is not surprised.
They're good. I like the cheese
So you boot in the door, and the everybody kind of stops. Like, he's screaming about something or other, and, you know, is in the middle of, you know, Splug is, I'm bored with torturing Splug. You kick in the door, and, like, everybody in the room kind of turns to look at you, and are like,
okay, put your back.
Except for the one sharpshooter who's like,
just like I think you just got your target.
Fires. And out of pure reflex, fires at you.
There is a feng shui food stick where you can grab projectiles and throw them back.
Does an AC 16 hit you?
No.
Okay. Out of pure reflex, this guy fires at you.
I do believe you have your first target.
Wasn't very nice. He was going to be my first target anyway.
Well, now then, Cheeto actually gets to go first.
Now, is this a surprise
round? This is a surprise round, so it is a standard action.
Who can I see from where I'm at?
From where you're at, the door is open. Basically, you can see that guy.
Yep.
Okay. And I can see the archer.
You can see this guy. I'm trying to figure out if you can see...
You could probably see part of him, I would think.
You might be able to see this guy, too.
Yeah.
It's okay. Possible.
I just can't see this guy that's right next to the door.
No.
That's okay. Then I'll just use my action to curse the archer that shot at you.
Okay.
Blah! Blah, 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 blah.
Cursed. Carcinated. Okay.
I'm going to pull out a big spell this time, I think.
Cowan. Just a standard action.
Yes, I do.
And you probably don't even see the one by the door.
No. I will hold my action right now.
Okay.
Because I want to let Fang Yi do her thing.
You're going to hold until Fang Yi?
Yeah. I'm going to hold till Fang Yi. Move me down there. It's Fangy. You get first dibs on whatever.
Problem is, we only have one action this round, though.
Yes.
Oh, I plan on burning action points.
You only have one, remember?
I remember. I don't care. I don't have a problem with that.
Okay.
Well, whatever we had, I will tell you, if you guys had multiples, we rested.
Yeah, we rested. Yeah. So one way, everything reset to one.
Everything resets to one, so.
Alright, Gaz, what you doing?
So you have one action point now?
I've got one action point now.
Oh, man.
They kind of want you to use them.
Smoke them if you got them.
We don't get to save them.
Because I want to actually make use of my first strike, damn it. So, standard move is 6. So run would be...
8.
Okay. I think that would get me to him.
Yes. Get you to him.
Well, that's exactly it. That's why I'm using the action point then, and he's going to explode.
Which one are you? Are you this one or this one?
No,
this one?
The one with the silver, yes.
Okay. Yep. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And if you use Death Strike, you wouldn't have to run.
Right, okay. I'll just do the...
So, you're going to go up here and hit this guy?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Actually, here's... I'll tell you what. 1, 2...
three. Like, you get here, four, and you realize that this guy's right here.
Oh, sure. Go
so
for it.
You could technically run at him, too.
Sure.
Five.
Okay.
And you're going to burn an action point, hit him?
Oh, hell yes.
All right. Roll it.
Oh, okay, maybe not.
Oh, man. Goblin Warrior, AC 17.
That is not AC 17.
And by the way, none of these guys are moves. Okay. That was Gaz. Fang Yi, you're up.
Okay. What's this thing?
That is a torture table, torture rack.
Can I jump on it?
Yes. You need to roll an athletics roll, but yes.
Okay, fine.
Ooh. You did better than a 10.
Yes, I did. I
okay.
got
13.
Much, much
One,
better.
2, 3, 4, 5. You're up there.
4, 5. And then can I spend an action point to jump down here?
Sure.
Can I swing at him now?
If you burn an action point, you can swing at him, yes.
Okay, I'm burning an action point, swinging at him.
Technically, the sharpshooter gets a swing at you.
Okay.
Okay.
Why? Fine.
So you move through a threatened area.
Swing.
Yeah, yeah. Technically.
Why? Do they have a larger threatened area?
No, because she was right here.
Because I was right there on the table.
I thought that she was on the other square, like in front of the hobgoblin.
No. I was there on the edge, okay. In front of him.
The sharpshooter. You see 17?
No.
Okay.
Okay, so now I got to roll the hit, right?
Yep. Roll the hit the hobgoblin torturer in black leather armor.
What are you using?
19.
That will hit him.
Yay. First strike.
Holy Nike.
Holy crap.
30. Holy cow. okay. He's bloodied.
Yay.
That's nasty. That's why she can only use it once a day.
That's right. That's the big hit for the day. Okay, you guys can go now.
You can mark him if you want.
Oh, I'm going to mark him, too.
Okay.
Yeah, let me mark him. I'm going to draw a little mustache on his face.
All right, you've marked him.
Okay.
Do you have a power that uses mark?
Yeah, I can mark people.
Okay.
Yeah, it's quite a thing.
Yeah.
Well, I was just going to, you know.
So
like,
gets,
you know, it's cool to mark him and all, but, you know. It's
negative 2 to attack roll. If he attacks anybody but her.
Yeah.
Right.
Him. Okay. Okay.
I was pretty sure.
That was Fang Yi Cowan.
Otherwise, I wasn't. I would have suggested it.
I want to see what a bull rush is real quick. There we go. Yeah. You think he's going to want to attack anybody after this dwarf just came flying at him and did, you know.
I think that pretty much what he's going to want to do is, like, crawl into bed and back up mightily and crawl into bed.
I identify him as the leader.
Probably good.
So he gets...
That is an awesome daily first. Power.
Yep.
If you miss, you don't expend the use of this power.
Yep.
Dailies are usually like that. Either dailies usually have a thing where if you miss, like, you have a partial effect or you don't lose the power. It's one of the two.
See, mine doesn't, so...
Mine doesn't either.
Yep.
Mine either hits or doesn't.
I haven't had a chance to use mine yet, so... I think I'll use it in this combat.
So I'll be using it.
I think it's time to destroy these guys.
Since these aren't mooks, this will be a...
It's alright. Shopping wood.
Have some hobgoblin cooking.
Check out what you think on charge, Eric.
I'm going to hit him.
I don't,
and you
it actually
him,
does not say that you grant combat advantage.
Well, if he's still alive, I'm tempted to use this power that allows me to slide him around.
Slide him back on the ground.
Yeah. We'll see if I can hit him.
That'd be funny. What's that smell?
I got it.
Oh, smells like chicken.
Smells like chicken.
I got a meal.
No, it just says you provoke.
Okay, well then I'm going to...
If you charge, you provoke.
If you leave a square.
No, it says charging provokes. If you leave a square adjacent to an enemy... Oh, okay.
See?
If you leave a square adjacent to an enemy, that enemy can make an opportunity to attack.
I can make an attack of opportunity against you, Ethan.
Is there any left?
I charge... This dude.
Okay. You get a +1 to hit him.
Here's a gig.
And it's a basic attack, right?
Yep.
Thank you. Oh,
okay. 18 to hit him.
Okay.
He's a sharpshooter's AC 16,
that's a
yes.
Tough little bottle, I think. Mm-hmm. That's going to become
pretty hard.
13 points of damage.
Yeah.
Okay. 13, you say?
I just have to figure out how to keep him on the launcher, that's all.
This is with Icarus.
Okay.
Magical weapon.
Excellent. Iona.
Oh, I get to go.
You're the last one up.
Am I really? Doesn't he get to go?
I already went.
Oh.
He went first.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy.
We only have one action, so...
Yeah.
Daddy. Oh, okay.
It's a surprise round. So you only get one action.
I
burnt my action point.
So much money.
He's hit me with his happy tail.
I think that's all I can do anyway.
You just moving?
I've committed.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
Remember?
Now we actually start.
Excuse me.
She's the tail.
Pardon.
She's always sad looking.
Yes.
You've got that down pat.
The goblin warrior gets to go.
Damn it.
That's why I wanted to try the first strike.
He's going to try and stick you with his crazy spear.
Hi, Daddy.
Hello.
Hi, Daddy.
Hi, Daddy. Does an AC 20 hit you?
Yeah.
Okay. Take 4 points of damage as he skewers you with his spear.
Wow. Not very nice.
The sharpshooters get to go.
Woo-hoo.
This sharpshooter runs in here, which is a big cage.
He runs into the door, keeping the door open, and he goes... and starts firing at... Oh, let's see.
Oh, those are bars?
Yes, those are bars. Let's see.
He left the door open.
For some reason, no. He'll shoot at the back of Fangy's head.
Okay.
It's an 8. 21 hit you.
Yes.
Okay. 8 points.
Okay.
He says.
Mm-hmm.
This guy is going to run... Or not run, but how far can't he move? Six. He's gonna go back here and shoot the back of Frankie's head, because it seems like a good idea.
Okay.
14 plus 23.
Sure.
Ooh. 12 points.
Okay.
You might have actually hit the back of your head there.
I have an arrow in the back of my head.
Bloody.
Let's see. This guy, you marked him, right?
No.
No, you didn't mark him.
I marked the big guy.
He's going to shift back this way.
Yeah, that guy's cursed.
He's just cursed. Okay, he's going to shift back that way and shoot you with a crossbow. 22.
Yes, that will hit me.
Who's shooting?
11 points.
No,
sure.
Ow!
Sure.
What did your burst do to him?
Until I do damage to him, nothing.
All right. Cheeto the Mighty!
Let's see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6.
Is he marking him?
Cursed.
I curse all of them. Alright, then I will take my nice little attack and hopefully it will hit because I don't want to waste this daily. Come on!
Who are you attacking?
The hobgoblin.
The torturer? Okay.
Head guy.
It is charisma versus will.
Will's 14.
Ooh, I got it.
Okay.
Just got 14.
What happens?
Alright, well, first damage happens.
Okay.
Enough dice eights. How many
do you need?
I got it. Okay. Thank you, though.
should have taken my offer. Bless you.
16 points of damage first. And then I'm going to, I get to slide him 3 squares.
Okay.
So I just move him
into the fire pit.
Into the fire pit.
For real.
All right. Woo! Here goes into the fire pit.
And then I just do a little dance.
I got it.
Oh, yeah. Nice. You can have your little mark too, buddy.
And.
Take your little mark with you.
The fire pit and takes 10 points of damage and kills him.
That is awesome! Oh, that is a sweetness.
Nice. What's this?
Yes, what is that?
What is this?
That looks like
things with teeth.
It's on the dark.
It is an Iron Maiden, which is open.
It's you know, it's really funny.
Oh, it's happening.
Shark.
It's happening.
It's land shark.
It was really funny if I would have missed him. I could have still slid him.
Yeah, I was already planning on using the
lightning
strike on him.
So he dies. Hey!
Oh,
crap.
Hey!
What are you doing? Causing trouble, little one? Did he get bit?
Did you get injured again? No, you're fine.
Did he get bit?
No, he's fine.
Just like I got what I deserved.
Yes.
You want a chip?
Yeah. Don't poke. Don't nose the pokey one. The pointy one. She's pointy and does not like you.
Yeah, Andrew only got a kitten. And they're only.
I think they're going to need another torturer now.
Yes.
Well, and when the dwarf flies at the torturer does
yeah, go
30 down. Points of damage. Yes.
Okay. Former torturer.
So, since he. Yeah, well, he died with a curse on.
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Let's see where I'm going.
You're not a kitty.
2, 3, 4. Hi. All right, I'll be over there.
You think you're a kitty, but you're not.
That's funny.
Diego.
That makes the
lay down.
The goblins all cheer.
Woo! Yeah! It's okay. Okay, now
they all cheer.
Scaring the crap out of my cat.
Woo! Yeah!
It's all right. Scaring the crap out of my cat.
Maybe they'll surrender.
I'll ask him. Work for us.
Work for us.
Maybe. Why? What do we get?
You don't
to live.
Die.
Living is good. We like living. We'd like to run away now. If you just move inside, you could leave. We'd leave and that would be it.
Can we ask some questions first?
No.
How do we know you guys are just going to be buddies of yours?
I hate other goblins.
Yeah, right.
Dude, you've been working with these guys.
I know. I hate them.
Leave your weapons.
You don't hate them.
But if I leave my weapon, we leave our weapons, nothing.
You might have more weapons.
They need insight, see if they're lying. They die.
They die.
But they're like, passive insight for me is a 17, so.
They don't seem to be lying.
Well, plus one, it's an 18.
18.
Okay, we leave our weapons, we let us go away.
No,
we promise
you
not
must
to,
die.
We promise not to hurt you. I mean,
they are surrendering, kind of.
I mean, I got valuables? Shot in the head twice.
Drop your weapons.
That was an accident. We didn't know it was loaded.
No,
drop your weapons.
And they're lying.
Drop your weapons and strip.
And yeah, valuables, yeah.
And the two that hit me in the back of the head.
We don't really
get it.
we don't really swing that way.
Down to the skinnies.
You either leave here naked or you leave here dead.
Naked is good. We like naked. I hate clothes.
Woo! Oh my god. Goblins. Woo! Yeah!
Oh my god, I'm going to have to wash my eyeballs.
I'm memorizing your face. If I see you again,
they all
I will
here,
kill you.
I'm up here, guy.
This arrow belongs to you.
No, I've never seen that before in my life.
Stab.
Ow.
Yes, I'm taking the two arrows that hit me and stabbing the two people that shot at me as well.
We've never seen those arrows before.
Ow!
I put on the chef's hat and start grilling.
All right, they run away.
Where's the seasoning?
Yeah, I'll let them go.
If you guys let them, they leave.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
What happens to the one that's cursed?
The curse goes.
It wears off after like 5 minutes.
As he gets further away, he dies.
What about this guy hiding over here in a closet?
I can't believe
that. You hear this? Hey, what about Splug?
Oh, Splug.
Come on.
He's Splug.
I can't even get out of here. What about Splug?
Splug. Serve me.
Okay. So, Splug, it's locked.
No, not for long.
It magically opens when the halfling walks by. We don't know what happens there. Gaz just goes, oh, hey, look, it is open.
Okay.
Thievery.
Yeah. Splug will serve you. Splug will make a fine servant.
Thievery?
Yeah.
I rolled an 18 and I've got a plus 12 for thievery.
Okay. Yeah, it's pretty much. It's like. And it comes open. Oh, gracious master, you are an amazing lot.
Hey.
What? You're an amazing dragon thing, guys. You're
awesome. I'm not gonna hurt you.
Okay.
What's going on here? What is going on here?
Well,
why are they torturing you? For the hell of it?
Well, you see, Splug is a smart goblin.
Uh-huh.
Yes. Hobgoblin burgers are up.
Does he come down and see that we're fried?
Yes, Splug can have a hobgoblin burger.
Is it evil that this thing was intelligent?
Hold on, let me check. No.
The answer doesn't quite
reach. If you let it, like, Splug runs.
Even though it's
over you.
Goblin, it's still related to goblin.
I'm not eating it.
I think it still smells bad.
Oh, it smells terrible.
I'm sure it smells bad.
Here he goes. Slug?
Yes.
Can we give you a new name, like Spock?
Yes.
Spock. I like Spock.
Splug.
No, Splug.
Splug.
Splug's name is Spot.
Splug.
Yes.
What's going on here? Why are you here?
He's kind of cute, huh?
Splug is a smart goblin.
Yes, we have figured that out now. We've been told that numerous times. Why are you
here?
So why do they not like you? Because you're smart?
Well,
I'm bloodied. If anybody can give me a healing lip.
So you can.
Splug likes to eat.
Well, I know, but.
And. Rations are, rationed.
So you ate all the
Splug food. Likes to engage in gambling with other goblins who are stupid.
Uh-huh.
So you cheated.
Splug happens to win all the rations.
That is awesome! He is the coolest.
So you cheated!
No! Yes, he cheated. Of course, Splug would never cheat. Never.
All right,
Splug. This is
totally lying.
Yeah.
Splug would never cheat. Ever. Never.
We can all Splug that you're
clearly loves rations.
Rations like this.
Yes.
You want some more burgers?
Yes. Splug would like more burgers.
There you go.
Can you be a good goblin?
Yes. Splug will be a very good goblin.
Okay. Have a burger.
Yahoo!
Do we give our new pet weapons?
Oh, no.
He can use his mouth.
Are in here.
He apparently likes to eat things. We'll just stick it on
Actually,
him.
I'm going to look around the room. There's probably going to be, like, a chain or something. Okay. Make a leash.
Okay.
Shh. Tink. We are not keeping him on a leash.
But it's like a pet. You are wise and powerful, almighty one.
Chain and put it in the fire pit.
I'm going to put it away.
We're not putting him. If we're putting anyone on a leash, it's going to be you.
But I'm not a pet. He gets all the way on the ground. You are wise and mighty.
Splug.
Yes.
Get up.
It's like.
Get up.
Yeah. Okay, Splug, I'm gonna know.
Hey, Splug, do these guys have any treasure that you know of?
What's treasure to a goblin?
Torturer's armor is magic.
Okay.
Oh, really?
Splug. Splug. Yes. Why are the goblins
here? Your hands
here?
On fire.
Oh, wait, you got fire. You got magic.
Because Belgaron the Fat wants us here.
Who is Belgaron the Fat?
He's fat.
I gathered that.
He is our leader.
Where is he from here?
He's over there.
You'll have to lead us there.
Okay.
What was in the cage?
Is he also a goblin?
Hmm?
What's in the cage?
What cage? The slug was in the cage.
Not
it's just another cage. Sometimes slug is in that cage, too. Only in one cage at a time, though. That would be painful.
don't think about it too hard. Okay.
Yeah, your head might explode.
Is your leader another goblin?
Yes.
Another hobgoblin? What kind?
Belgaron the Fat. He's a fat goblin.
He's a fat goblin?
He likes rations, too.
He likes rations, too. Are you related to him?
Oh, no.
No.
Maybe. Splug never knew his mother.
Not great.
Or Splug's father. When Splug was very young, a young goblin.
Splug.
Yes?
Shut up.
Okay.
We can talk more about this later.
Let's go.
Splug would like that.
Okay.
I got a...
Splug likes you.
I got a 27 on Arcana on the armor.
Okay. It's indeed magical.
Can I figure out what?
Yes. It is a... Instead of magical leather armor, it is blood-cut leather armor. What it does is...
What was that on the...
It was
on the hot goblin that we...
It's a little charred.
Actually, I'm sorry, it's hide armor. It's plus one blood cut hide armor. Gives its hide armor class with a plus one bonus. As a daily power, you can use a minor action when bloodied to gain resist all 10 until the end of your next turn.
Resist all 10?
Yes.
What does that mean?
You gain... basically resist 10 versus everything.
Everything.
Okay. Everything that damages you until the end of your next turn, you take 10 points off of that.
Nice.
And you can do that once a day.
Well, let's search the cells and let's search this place pretty thoroughly.
Well, I think in the fact that I'm size small, I don't think it would fit me to start with.
Well,
so.
I'm wondering, though, if it's magical, it might change shape.
Hobgoblins order Belgaron.
Hobgoblins order him around? Really?
Yes.
I mean, maybe we should kill him.
Have you heard the name Calorel?
Ah! Oh, honey. Are you okay?
Is that a...
Ah!
Don't
tell.
Where have you heard that name before?
Hobgoblins say it sometimes.
So the hobgoblins work for it.
To scare Belgaron.
What?
All right.
Why do you scream when you hear that?
Because Belgaron screams.
Are you Belgaron?
No. Belgaron is pretty big.
Let's go see Belgaron.
Okay.
Is there a sneaky way in to see Belgaron? They won't get a scene?
I don't care. Let's go see Belgaron.
Because if you get us in to see Belgaron without much fuss, we'll give you as much food as you want.
Yeah, there's a hobgoblin body right here.
And I will
listen. You are wise and powerful.
And I will listen to all of your stories.
Splug loves to tell stories.
I know. Oh,
we need to leave him chained up so he doesn't get away.
Shh.
You know, this is a less annoying version of you.
As soon as we
might just transplant the clothes.
As soon as we look away.
And leave you in the cell.
No, he would kill us and eat us if he could.
No, Splug would never eat you.
It's not very nice to eat party members.
You don't want to eat us.
No!
We taste bad. Very bad.
Well, he doesn't want to eat you.
But given the opportunity.
You would eat us.
Splud. Whatever your name is. Splug. Spot.
Yes. Spot is Splug's name.
If you try to eat us, we will carve you into tiny pieces.
Like this hobgoblin.
You will be a grease spot.
Splug, what would hurt you?
Good man.
Let's go see Splug. His boss.
Splug's lying.
Jane.
Splug?
No.
You want food?
Yes.
You know, if you kill us, no more food.
Splug will kill you. Splug is lying.
You're lying. I can tell you're lying.
Come on, let's just go. Let's lock him back up and go.
No. No. Splug, can you take us to Fat Man?
Yes.
How many hobgoblins are in them?
Splug, what's the matter?
Not more than two.
Oh, toes. Gotta use toes. Do you need more fingers?
Yeah.
As the as the half demon person growls.
Wow, I didn't know Pat was back.
Pat's very protective of me for some reason.
In spirit, no less.
Yeah, terrifying. Algaron says there is treasure in one of the rooms. We have been digging. We have not found the treasure.
Well, maybe if you show us where Balgarog is, we could help find the treasure.
Okay. Splug knows where Balgarog is.
Okay, let's go.
Splug knows back way in.
Okay, good. Let's go that way.
Okay.
We'll give you more food.
Splug does not want to lead.
You don't have to lead. Just show us.
Okay.
First trap that goes off, I'm going to use this sickle on you.
Splug
gets don't lead
to
us
go.
Into any traps.
Splug gets
I'm just
to
saying.
Go.
Just saying.
Splug only knows some areas. Splug doesn't know the whole keep.
No. Splug gets to go second.
Okay.
Splug can go behind me.
Splug can go second.
I will go first.
You are wise and powerful.
I'll go
then
behind
Splug. Then me. Then me.
Yes. That sounds good.
I think you would.
Okay, so this is Splug.
Awesome.
And Splug will indeed lead you wherever you wish to go, as long as he knows where that is.
Back way into the treasure.
And, you know, honestly, even if he doesn't know where that is.
He's just willing
to... I'm thinking he doesn't
willing
have
to wing it, really.
Is. That's okay.
Hey, Eric, does this armor happen to be in the player's handbook that you know of?
I thought I just read about it.
Okay. You said it was blood what?
Blood cut.
Blood cut. Thank you. Anybody wear...
I don't wear hide, I wear leather, but...
I have chainmail already,
so... Where do I
find
that out? I have no idea.
Can you wear something?
Well, actually, I guess if you have the light armor, you could wear probably hide. It would be enough to eat, but...
Yeah, if you're probably wearing chain.
I'm currently wearing chainmail.
Yeah, so you could wear hide.
Like, oh, here it is.
Is it better than my chainmail?
Likely not, even with the magic bonus.
Sweet healing surge. Why your bloody...
Did you try to put it on and see if it shrinks to your size?
Actually, in this, I believe in this edition, in order to do that, you have to. There's a ritual for that.
Yeah, there is.
It doesn't automatically do it.
It is an excuse to get naked and try it on.
Well, no, I'm not getting naked to try it on. Thank you.
He did apparently.
Already done.
Easy now.
Okay.
Now, do you realize that your, you know, parts that were at the same place the other parts?
It was in the fire.
Thanks.
That says power healing surge.
The initial good lady.
It means that in order to...
You have to trigger, you have to use the healing surge.
No? In order to recharge it, it's... What it means is it's daily power. That's it's still got its daily power, but you can recharge the daily power by using a healing surge. However,
interesting.
You can still only use it once per day because you're less than a level.
Yeah.
So basically, at your guys' level, the fact that you can recharge it is not really useful because you can still, even if you did recharge it, you can still only use it once a day.
We might just want to sell this. Possibly. I don't know if we'll get it.
We'll become merchants and sell it ourselves.
First level adventures.
What's the AC?
Level 4.
That's whatever hide is, plus 1.
I'll look it up here for you.
Make it up.
I will find it.
Put down, sweetie.
I figured while you were looking.
No, that's fine.
Okay.
Let's see. Actually, hide leather, that's fine. It's plus 3, and then with the plus 1.
Splug leads you down the hallway. Splug leads you out the door, and through those big double doors, mm-hmm. and down the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, no. Splug does not do that. I take that back. Splug leads you out the door, and as you're passing by the big double doors, Splug says, "That's the front door in. Don't go in there."
Why not?
Is he lying?
Lots of goblins. No, he's not.
Oh.
So he leads you back down, like, basically into the entryway room, and down a hallway,
then he leads you to the door at the end of the hallway where you guys had opened it once and just seen the stairs down.
Uh-huh.
And he leads you down the stairs.
Okay.
And leading you down the stairs, he says, "Be very, very quiet. We're on your dead sight. Goblins. Guard drakes."
Well, who has the lowest stealth?
Lowest stealth?
Yes.
Mine's a plus two.
Mine's a plus one.
Mine's a plus one.
Mine's a plus two.
Mine's a plus ten.
Okay. Spock wants to know if we can have less light.
Doesn't say. Somebody needs to turn the light out or something.
Well, one of us needs to roll basically for the party stealth since we have the lowest stealth. Since we're the noisiest. I got an 11.
Yours was better than mine.
All right.
We trip and fall down the stairs. Clank, clank, clank.
For the people around Splug, it seems that every time someone else makes a step, Splug experiences physical pain. In fact, Splug starts muttering in Goblin.
Right.
And is basically saying, like, big, fat, stupid, big moron people can't walk quietly to save their lives, and just on about it. So he gets you to the bottom of the stairs, and stops.
Finds the trigger point.
Finds the trigger point, and...
No.
And indeed, what you get is
lay down,
Zena. Come here, sweetie.
Just sit in your chair.
Lay down. Hold on.
Girl.
No.
Yeah, I don't bother to translate what Slug says about the big, noisy, stupid people because, you know, I tend to agree with Slug. So.
Yeah, bite me.
Okay, so basically he leads you in to a hallway with a stairway that leads up to another wall. And give me just a second and I'll draw the rest of this out here.
Or maybe it isn't. I don't know. It's hard to tell with you. You are pretty kitty.
Somebody want to recalculate my thievery skill? Because I don't have a clue whether they included my using lockpicks on my thievery skill or not.
They didn't. We figured that out.
Okay.
The cat is afraid of your shoes, babe.
It's fine.
What's going on? The top.
I'm gonna pick up one of these and pine cone.
Who's the crab?
What? The
flip mat.
Yeah.
Wanna play?
Because it's handy.
Yes, it is.
Go figure. Paizo put out something that's handy. Other goblins down that way. Leaving now. Bye.
Okay.
Spock going back here where it's safe.
The Spock has led us up the secret stairs to...
Secret door.
Secret door.
Told me there's a guard in the room with the king and then more goblins. Or not the king, but with the...
With the fat.
The fat one, right. Jake and the fat man, right.
I give up. You're about as hard to take pictures as my cat used to be.
Put on our black mask, sharpen our knives, time for necessity.
So we put our grease boots on.
Yeah. We have the Arnold Schwarzenegger prep scene.
Okay.
The Dragonborn screen shoe polish on him.
You gotta get that job. You gotta get that job.
Commando.
A classic film.
I guess we could have just dressed up like goblins. We have plenty of bodies.
That would have worked for you and you. Not for us.
I don't feel like being a skinwalker in a goblin skin. Thank you very much.
His skin isn't fitting right.
Hold on. How's it now?
The goblin's like, oh god.
I hope he's getting minions out.
No, he needs so many goblins to make a fat one.
Yeah. It's actually a ball of gum just that big.
Yeah. Roping them all together.
So are we at the top of the stairs or at the bottom?
Top of the stairs. We're here. He led us in, showed us where the access point is.
Presumably there. You were up here with me.
Yes, yeah.
And you were right behind us here.
Yes.
Okay.
And he's ran away.
We let him run away?
See, that's what I'm saying. We should change.
We should not have let him run away.
He didn't run away. He's actually back here.
He's just hiding in the back.
He's hiding in the back where it's safe.
How do we know he's not going to stab Iona?
He's not going to stab.
Is that right, Dylan? As far as you know, he has nothing to stab with.
Quiet down.
If he does, we'll just turn around and die.
He will die a slow, horrible death if he betrays us.
Or lay down right here.
Or a fast, horrible death, depending on how much and how bad he'll be.
But the Platinum Dragon does not look upon the trail kindly.
Neither do I, so, it works out. Okay.
I'm fine.
You're fine about the trail?
I'm not fine about the trail. I'm fine with the... I know.
The horrible, creepy creature?
He's not horrible and creepy. He's just a little misunderstood and likes to eat a lot.
That depends. Are you looking at the race as a whole, as an evil race, or as is it a nurture thing? Is it a...
Okay, we don't have time to go into this sociological discussion.
Okay, so you're having a theory. you're discussing philosophy.
On the wall.
You're discussing philosophy.
No. Very quietly.
No.
Very quietly.
We're actually going in.
No, we're things.
Yes, we're standing here waiting to go in.
All right, what are you guys doing?
Are you ready?
Going in.
Pushing buttons.
Bashing things. Dude. Turning knobs.
Seth. Could you cast darkness in the room?
Yeah, but he's back getting his pants.
He's getting his pants.
Sadly.
Sorry.
So somewhere Seth goes, darkness.
Oh, crap! It's like, aha, darkness in the in room with me and Pat.
Ah! Where are my pants?
Damn it, Pat!
Well, do we want to go in swiftly?
Yes.
Yes.
Kill and then leave. After we leave.
Run and strike.
All right, so you saw where the thing was.
I'll trigger the secret door and we proceed in at that point.
Okay.
So,
all right, trigger the secret door. The secret door is open.
Okay, do I need
it? It opens up to this, and you look in, and basically your curtain. You kind of stick your head in, and there's a sleeping fat, enormously fat goblin sleeping on that bed over there. There's a chest down here.
Do we want to get the sleeping fat goblin, or do we want to get the guard first?
There is no guard.
You don't see a guard.
Well, just because we don't see one doesn't
mean there's not
one.
He might be on the curtain.
Right.
Well, we see him, so...
Okay.
You go over...
Mute him.
Yes.
Okay. You know... I'm going to try to, like, because is this the curtain right here?
Yes, the squiggly line is the curtain.
I'll try to reach in and move the curtain a little bit so I can see out in here.
It doesn't look like there's any goblin there.
Okay.
There's no goblin there that you can see. Go ahead and make a stealth roll, though.
8.
Okay.
He's very...
I heard that 2 counties away, echoing back here.
I give him a bonus because all he's doing is moving.
Apparently there's like rusty nails or something attached to it. It goes...
What it actually is the... it's his gauntlets.
clank.
And you're like, yeah, what? Yeah, you're like, what? Because, well, it sounds fine.
Your parents, yeah.
Yeah, I know.
I'm used to it. And I'll look, yeah, I'll look out there, look back at everyone, indicate there's nothing out there.
The fat goblin kind of
more water.
Rolls back over.
I do wonder if a curse would wake him up or not.
Do we
take him out?
Do we kill him in his sleep or do we just gag him?
Xena!
Xena! Come!
You stay here, Cameron.
I think it was Teddy going after the cat again.
What should we do? We gag him, or do we slit his throat?
Gag him.
Gag him. Okay, we gag him.
I vote to kill.
Well, he's probably going to end up having to.
I vote to kill, because he's going to hurt us, so.
So, I guess, trust him.
You trust him, and I'll walk
the hidden doorway slides open without a sound. You see a small chamber enclosed by hanging tapestries. An obese goblin is sprawled in the bed, snoring loudly. A wooden chest sits at the foot of the bed.
Does anybody have, like, you know, I don't know, the tie in their sleep skill?
That'd be under thievery, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's about the only skill I'd put it under.
Mm-hmm. Would be thievery. Right, what are you guys doing?
You tie him up.
Streetwise, I don't know.
Gag him and try and bind him.
All right, make a stealth roll. Get into the room.
Twenty six.
All right. You stealth in. And you get over here. What are you doing?
Who else have I noticed is quiet here in this group? Yes, I know not him.
I'm quiet.
I'm fairly quiet. Not as good as you, but I'm fairly quiet.
I'm fairly quiet.
Yeah, but if you were...
Are you trained in stealth?
I have plus two in it.
But it's not trained.
Yeah, I'm not trained.
You're not that quiet.
Okay. Not as quiet as him. I'm not trained in it.
You believe you're quiet.
I always believe I'm quiet.
Yes. He's a legend in his own mind.
So okay. No one's quiet
trained in it,
except
no.
For you.
Well, I just wanted to... Do you... person that's not going to creak as they're moving like this one to have as I'm ready to get have somebody ready to bind them to the bed or whatever.
I could jump on his chest repeatedly and then shoot him in the face if he wakes up. I say in hand signals, I mean nothing. What is he doing?
I think he's having a seizure.
Like, okay.
Demon be gone!
Just when I go and point out towards the other side of the curtain.
Uh-huh. Now I'll peek.
Sweet Jesus.
The warrior. There's a... This is actually supposed to be a desk as opposed to a bed. I misread that. So there's a desk here.
Okay.
But there's a warrior there who's kind of standing guard, and he's actually facing that way. And he doesn't look terribly alert. He's awake, but he could be more alert than he is.
Okay. Because,
you know, he's awake, he's there, he's not snoring, but he's leaning on his spear.
How loud is this guy snoring, by the way?
Enough to cover his squeaking noises.
He's snoring pretty loudly.
Okay. I point you to the fat man, and I'm pointing out the curtain, and I'm going to...
Make a stealth roll.
Me?
Oh, God. 7.
All right. You start to move in here, and you hear... What?
Gag. The gag is down.
Roll an attack. I'll say versus his reflex.
See, if this was 10, we would have already caught the room on fire, and there wouldn't be none of this.
I rolled a 19.
Okay. You kind of get the gag down over him. And so basically, you've got him, and you've got him gagged, but your problem is that you've got him up here.
Right.
Not down where his
limbs are.
No, that's why I was
gag him.
I was trying to gag him. So he's trying to yell and do something, but you've successfully silenced him.
Right.
So but he's flailing at you with his arms.
Yeah, that's...
So he does try to punch you.
That's fine.
Let's see. I imagine a 19 will hit you.
19 will hit me.
Okay. Look up punching. It's like a D2 or something, or D4, isn't it?
Ooh, I don't even know if they have hand-to-hand.
They do. I've read it in the table.
Yes.
I want to say it's like a D4.
And the players or DMG?
Players.
Bless you. Lay down.
I'm not going to look that one up. I don't remember that.
Lay down. Come on.
No, it's on the weapons table.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Oh, okay.
Right. I want to say it's like a D4, but I'm not sure. Unarmed.
Unarmed attack, a D4.
D4. Okay, he punches you in the gut. Take 5 points of damage.
Okay.
And roll.
Oh, improvised. Okay.
Yeah, it's under improvised. Take 5 points of damage and roll a
new stealth roll.
Yeah, let's go ahead and make it a stealth roll to keep yourself from.
I rolled a 17 with my stealth of 10. That's a 27.
Okay. You managed to not. Not yell out when he punches you really hard in the gut. What are the rest of you doing?
Well, you signaled me.
Moving the room.
Mm-hmm. So I'm going to be moving.
Well, I pointed out where this guard was through the curtain.
Okay.
But initially I was going to try and get you to take this one as I took the guard stealthily, but that being the case, now it's just...
I'll just curse him. Just to prepare for the eventual...
Okay, let's make this pretty clear here. I'm reasonably certain the curse requires you to say something.
Yes.
And you can't whisper it. It's more like, I curse you!
Then I'll move up. Then I'll just move up next to him.
Okay. Just realize that cursing is not a stealthy action.
Unfortunately, I'm not very stealthy right now because I rolled a 3.
Okay, well, I'm going to come up here... Put the sword point to his throat and try to intimidate him into silence.
Okay, roll the intimidation check.
I get a bonus to that, so 27.
Okay. You stop struggling.
Okay. I finish binding.
Okay.
Not just the mouth, but all of him.
Okay.
Meanwhile. Trying to imitate the snoring noises that he was making.
Oh, let's see. That's true. He was interrupted. Roll 3d6.
If it's luck, roll it's 1 up.
Okay. Hey, boss, you okay? All right. Never mind. Don't kill me.
Okay.
All right. You bind Bulger on the back.
I'm staying there intimidating him with the sword.
Okay.
And showing him my sharp teeth. And look at you.
Yeah. Well, glance out the curtain again, seeing which way the bodyguard is facing.
He's pretty much in the same spot, facing that way.
Okay, then I will sneak up on him.
Okay, make a stealth roll.
21.
Oh yeah, no problem. You don't even hear him leave.
Yeah, eyes go in. Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's just time to get the bodyguard like a fish.
Oh yeah. So let's
Well, he's completely unaware. So
right, so I've got the first strike.
It's effectively a coup draw. Mm-hmm.
With your sneak attack damage, I would guess.
I'll give you the auto crit, because he's totally unaware of you.
So... points of damage. Since there's no backstab or anything else in this, but I mean,
Let's see. You probably should get your backstab damage in there if you need it.
Yeah, I mean,
roll your backstab damage.
You get max damage on whatever it is that you're going to do to him.
Sneak attack damage is the balance. Backstab.
Now you do need to roll the sneak attack, but you get max damage on whatever attack you're doing, and then you need to roll the sneak attack damage.
I was doing a positioning strike.
Okay.
If he deals damage greater than the target's bloodied value, the target dies.
Oh, well, already then.
From a coup de grace.
That was indeed the 28 points of damage.
Okay. You kill him outright. He's actually has 29 hit points, but... he said that since you did more than his bloodied, he's dead. So
says slaying the target outright. If you deal damage greater than or equal to the target's bloody value, the target dies.
Yep.
Okay.
And you can deliver it to a helpless target.
Well, he's not technically helpless, but
he is completely unaware.
He's completely unaware of you. So you kill him outright.
To you. Okay. I'll take the outright kill.
Alrighty then.
I'm tired of waiting in the hallway or stairs or wherever.
I will come up to the door and listen at the door.
Okay.
See what I hear outside before I signal to anybody else.
I for one want to drag him into the stairwell.
Make a perception roll.
That's fine.
You drag him into the stairwell. What are you all doing?
Let people get up here and around, obviously.
I'm going to go investigate the chest.
As you drag him down the stairs, Splug kicks him. You do that, Splug kicks him again. Like, five more. Actually, how many fingers does Dragonborn have?
Four, actually.
Probably, okay, so he kicks
him. Oh, no, wait, I can't. I think it's five.
He kicks him five more times.
I'll save him.
You're like...
Smart for a goblin being a relative.
No, it's four. Sorry.
Okay, he kicks him four more times. No, he's Spluggy. He kicks him five.
Because he can't count. He's smart, but not that smart.
Okay, so move over to the door and listen at the door. What do I hear out there?
Make a perception roll.
Seventeen.
Okay. You hear very low voices in Goblin, but only... You can hardly hear it.
Okay, so I tell everybody else they can come on into the room.
Yeah, you couldn't tell what they're saying or really even how many of them there are. You just know that there's something out there, but it's really, really quiet.
Which could either indicate that they're quiet or are still a distance away from the door. So,
or the door could also be really thick.
Right, but
with his snoring, it wouldn't be
strong. The door is locked, by the way. It's locked on this side. Right.
Excellent.
Perfect.
Well, now we question it.
That went well. And I'm still the only one that speaks Goblin.
You're the only one that speaks Goblin, so...
what do we want to ask him, and I'll translate?
Well, first, we're going to take the gag off of him, and if he makes a sound, he'll be losing appendages. And we'll see how much fat we can get rid of.
Okay.
I will tell him that before we remove the gag.
Excellent. So what is it we want to ask this guy?
What do you want?
He says, speaks in common.
Oh.
You want the treasure? I know where the treasure is. You can have the treasure. Just let me go.
Treasure would be nice, but we also want to know about this Calrail guy. And don't scream. Because I know you have a habit of doing that when people say his name.
Yeah.
Did you say Calrail?
Well, if he starts to scream...
Smarg is from...
Plug.
Oh, shit.
Glare over at Splug.
Let's just call him the Big C from here on out. Maybe they'll think it's the guard getting squished for not doing something right.
Okay. I don't know anything about any Calrail.
Splug goes, that was Splug.
Big C.
Okay. I don't know anything about Calrail the Big C.
Ah!
I'm gonna take Splug.
Into the other room?
Give him the stairs.
Okay.
Take him into the stairs.
All right.
I'm going to feed him little bits of my ration.
Okay. Alright. It seems to make him happy. Yes, but these hobgoblins
we've been hearing about.
He's totally lying, by the way. He's completely and totally lying.
Okay.
I'm going to assume that you don't need me, and I'm going to listen to...
Yeah, let me see his bluff, really, because I have a feeling that's going to be important here in just a minute. Yeah, he's going after raw bluff, so that's what, charisma or wisdom?
Bluff?
Charisma.
Well, bluff is...
Charisma.
It's charisma.
Okay, yeah. So what's your... Passive
17.
Yeah, right. So I'll just let you know when he's lying to you, which is always. I'll tell you what. I'll let you know when he's telling the truth.
Mr. Fatman, do you know anything about the religion of Bahamut, or religion of the Platinum Dragon? Excuse me. Do you know what we do to liars?
Give them cave.
No.
No.
See, there's a thing where you take this hot rag, okay, and you put it down their throat.
Really?
Is the rag soaked in grease?
No.
Oh.
But then you pull it out really quick, and it brings some of the stomach lining with it.
Yeah. I got a rag.
You got a rag?
Rare.
You like acid?
No.
Do you want to tell me? What do you know about the Big C?
I don't know. He's downstairs. He talks to us in the hobgoblin. He's told me.
Good. See, that wasn't so bad.
Let's go look at the treasure. You'll never see me again.
Where is the treasure?
It's right over there.
What's in the treasure chest?
In the chest. Yes.
Is it locked?
Fantastic.
Yes. Is it trapped?
No.
Where's the key?
I don't know. I mean, not on me. I mean,
so he's lying. How many fingers does he have on his hand?
He's been through this before.
How high can you count?
Right now, I'm tied up. I can't count.
Take one of his fingers. You're going to be able to count one less.
I have the key. It's in my desk.
Is your desk trapped?
No. I mean, yes. He's lying about that.
He's lying about it being trapped?
Yes.
I'll walk over to the desk.
It's not trapped.
Start opening drawers and going through stuff.
What is it?
In one of the drawers, there is a key.
What is it Calrail has you doing here?
We're just supposed to be here and we're really just supposed to scare people away. Keep them away from doing whatever Calrail's doing. Downstairs. In the basement. Big hobgoblin.
Okay.
They're baking them.
Yeah, I've heard that.
I don't like them.
Didn't we cook the last one we ran into?
We did cook the last one we ran into.
How'd that baby taste?
You should ask
Splorg.
Splorg had a bit to eat.
Yep, Splug. That little Splug. Bastard.
Yeah.
He was nice enough.
He was kicking me.
Yeah.
I hate that guy. Can I have Splug?
No.
Come on.
Nope.
If he kicked me, it'd be fair.
He's kind of like our mascot now, I think.
When you don't know,
you have a point. No.
When you find me with him later, he's got a little bow on his He really likes me because I've listened to his story.
He's long, rambling stories that are contradictory and...
Oh, yes. I know.
Mr. Dragon Warrior.
Your time with Splug. Uh-huh.
Do you wear...
Splug is a horrible
Mr. You have his quad feet.
Mm-hmm. I have his quad feet.
Everything. So...
He likes that's kind of what I figured.
No one should ever
so... Are you so if you kick him, it's going to hurt a lot, isn't it?
I just point out. These long and rambling stories that contradict each other.
Is there anything else in the desk?
Tell them what happens to Liar.
Is there anything else in the desk? Like paper or anything like that?
Not really, no.
How many goblins do you have here?
Many.
Many.
Yes.
And they follow you?
Yes.
Without question.
Yes, without question. He's not sure about that one.
Yeah. Well,
they follow me or I eat them.
I think the ultimate question is the ultimate question here is if we let you go, where are you going to go?
Away. I don't know. Somewhere else. Not here.
Interconic.
I could.
If we let this one go, it's going to come back.
I won't.
Interconic.
Sure. Does he speak to Connor?
I hope not.
Let me see.
I hope as he speaks, God's any comment.
Oh, I hope somebody went to pick up Mother.
Your sister said she was going
Ellie,
to.
Ellie said she was going to.
Angie and Grant.
Answer it.
Hello? Yeah, speaking.
Okay.
People are back.
Yeah, so, if you let me go, I'll just leave, and I won't come back.
Is he lying?
Yeah.
If we let him go, will he alert others to our presence? That's the question.
Sure he will. Why wouldn't he?
In Draconic, I say we just leave him tied under the bed.
I don't think you'll fit him as a bed.
Or on the bed, either way.
Did you figure out if he learned, if he speaks Draconic?
I think we tie him up and we drag him to the grill.
He hasn't said anything.
And I open the chest.
He hasn't gotten more afraid as they've...
No, he doesn't see it. It doesn't appear to him. He does not appear to be getting more afraid. You open up the chest. The chest has... the chest has a whole bunch of gold and a magic wand.
Okay. Well, the chest is heavy, so we'll quickly distribute it all so we get an all carried extra, you know, in our bags. Meaning I just go scoop, grab, you know, like that.
Okay.
Okay.
Alrighty then.
You have the treasure. Just let me go. Come on. Come on.
And...
Come on.
You've told us where the hobgoblins are and the treasure is.
Yeah, they're in the basement.
Is there a way to get there without the hobgoblins seeing us?
No.
Is he lying?
Not that I know of.
Maybe, Splug, but no.
Okay.
Splug seems crafty.
I say we leave him tied up on the bed.
Hey. I gave him the treasure, now let me go. Come on.
We'll let you go.
Let me go.
Just didn't say when.
Oh, please. Just let me go.
We can take
it
back.
Let me go now.
We haven't killed you.
That's true.
We can take it back to town.
I haven't killed you either.
My patience is very thin.
We could just take him outside and leave him, you know, dump him. I just don't want to leave him in here.
Yeah, go tie him to a tree outside?
Yeah.
So you really want to have to drag him. That would take time
to do all that.
Sure. Drag him down the stairs, drag him up the stairs.
You know, he kicks him again if given the opportunity.
He's not in here.
Okay.
We're in the hallway. He and I are in the hallway sharing tales, and I'm telling him about how I told him the tale of the boy who cried wolf.
We could go put him in one of the cells.
Oh, that's a good idea. Yeah, let's do that.
Put him in Splug cell.
Yeah.
Tie him up, put him in Splug cell.
Okay. We're going to be letting you go now.
I'm in the torture chamber. This sucks.
No reason. Bang! Stunk. Now, if we don't come back, we're dead.
Or we forgot.
And we have the
him.
Key.
I hate you.
Yeah, I get that a lot.
No, I want him to hear that one.
Righto. Do we want to explore?
I really wanted to be a dick. I'd shove him into the crypt.
You should put him in there.
Oh, that would be funny. Tone. Shut the door and, or just say, you got a guest.
I'll put him in the iron maiden.
I don't
think he'd fit.
So, do we want to...
For a while, he'd fit.
Take some pushing.
You can make him fit.
We want to come back here and explore the rest of this?
Well, we'd have to deal with all those goblins out there if we did.
Yeah.
So, it sort of depends on what you guys want to do. I'm open to negotiation on that.
Does he know where the hobgoblin is?
Tonight, we probably need to stop.
Yeah.
You
don't know where the hobgoblin is?
Downstairs, but
Splug
doesn't know how to get there.
You don't know how. No. Okay.
Depending on.
Now, do we have an understanding of the
line? I bet you it's past those sigils.
That came with the wolf is an idiot.
No, it's a very good story.
But he was an idiot.
No, it's about how liars...
So you tell them there's a wolf, and then when they come to look, you stab them. Take their stuff. He was an idiot.
Splug.
All right, well, I would bet...
You can take their stuff and run away.
Probably the way down there is past those sigils.
Yeah. But now we know the way back, so we can just come through.
Okay.
Lying is not...
I'm not comfortable with just leaving these goblins here, because someone else is going
to
take over.
We're
going
to have to come back and get them. Why don't we just go back to our safe crypt?
Okay.
See if we can hang out in our safe crypt. Because we've already done that before. Rest up and then come back here and eat some goblins.
Why do we need to rest up?
Yeah.
Because I want to be able to cast my evil again. And I bet she wants to stab.
That would be nice to use the boot strike if we need
it. Hey, Eric, while we're walking,
heck,
though,
we probably could just stay in here for 6 hours.
One of the implements to help Warlock with wands. Okay. Wands and rods. And I got a 16 on our cannon.
Okay. Well, it's a magical wand. It'll give you +1 to hit the damage with anything that you use it with.
Does anybody
that takes the implement keyword.
Does anybody mind if I use the wand?
No.
The implement keyword. Did you manage to ask him about the implement keyword?
Well, what he means is it's on here.
I have a couple of implements.
So does powers require an implement?
Your implement's going to be your holy symbol.
Yeah.
Yes. So some of his powers require an implement, and if he can use the wand with them, he gets +1 to hidden damage.
Okay. Do we want to go back down to the crypt, or do we want to stay in this room and rest? And then... horribly go
I'm betting the crypt is nicer in this room. But that's just me.
Well, probably.
We probably are safer in the crypt. I hate to say it.
All right.
Creepy.
From little dead. Vermin.
If we can, we'll go back down to the crypt.
Okay. All right. And you're going to rest down there?
Mm-hmm.
All right. Go ahead and call it here. It's 6 o'clock. And that'll be that. And we'll play again, not next week, probably in 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
But I will email you guys and let you know.
Hi, I'm Ryan Macklin from Master Plan. You can check out some fine podcasts like the one you're listening to right now at rpgpodcast.com.